What? Okay, so the solution in the Chetta. So, Yanai sat in and covered the place. Sit in, you see that, how much cover I'm giving you. So he said to him, no, it's not you, it's the Torah. So why should you try to raise your money at this point? It's not a smart move. But the pshat is that Shimon Shetach felt that he's trying to ease his guilt by saying that I'm a nice person, and they'll get Shimon Shetach to agree with him. If he agrees with him, so then he feels he's really off the hook, emotionally. So he said, no, it's not that you are such a nice person that you're machabed me. It's the Torah itself which makes me an important person, and that's why you react that way. It's in your best interest because I'm an important person, because the Torah raised me up to a high level. So it's not your doing, not that you're a kind person. You're cashing in on really on the cover of Torah. So he said, I see you don't accept any authority. Okay, you didn't take it. You didn't accept his answer. Because he said, you know, his answer was that I'm the authority and I'm giving you cover. So see, you don't accept any authority. You're just saying it's a natural thing for me to give you cover. It's in my best interest because of your position. So he said, I see you don't accept authority. You don't accept that an authority is over you and gives you cover. Okay, go ahead.
That's interesting, because Yanai said that, right?
Yeah, Yanai said
that. That's an expression of his own authority.
Right.
It's an expression of his own cover.
That's right. So you don't accept an authority. You're saying that I'm responding in my best interest to the situation of the cover of Torah. So I'm doing it for myself. So I see you don't accept authority. Authority means that I'm the one that's giving out the cover. Now you're saying that I'm the one that's supporting the cover for myself, my own best interest. Okay. So it wasn't really an attack on him. He was just telling him, he was explaining to him the psychology of how he was acting. Don't think that you're at your own free will, you can be covered. What's really happening is you're giving yourself cover because Sal's what's wrong with Mecca and I'm an important person, so you're giving yourself cover. So you're not really, it wasn't really knocking him because that's also a high level. I mean, it's a certain recognition, but he says, I don't owe you anything. You didn't do anything out of the kindness of your heart to show me that you're nice, that I agree that you're a nice person. That's what he wanted. He wanted to bail out by saying that he's a nice person, and therefore, whatever he did, it doesn't matter. He's not evil because of what he did. He's a nice person.
Still a dangerous position to be in.
Yeah, but then he had the protection.
Right, I'm saying. But yeah. Even though he wasn't knocking him,
Wasn't Stam a nothing. He just went in the way it works. So he couldn't get angry at him, he just went into the psychology of it.
Are you saying that Shimon Shetach was telling Yanai that he was acting in his own best interest?
Yeah.
You mean because he was trying to alleviate guilt? Or like what's he, when you say he's his own best interest, what are you referring to?
So in other words, it's not that it's not that he's a nice person. It's in his own best interest. Because he wanted Shimon Shetach to say that he's a nice person. Once he's a nice person, he doesn't feel so bad about what he did. It makes him feel as if he's macabre, that he's a nice person. So, therefore, it leaves his guilt with regard to killing a chum. So he said, no, you're just responding naturally in your own best interest.
How does Tosla El Shem Mecca show that he's trying to do it to alleviate his guilt? That's not.
No, it doesn't show.
He's not referring to that.
No, he's just saying that's why you're doing it. Because Tosla El Shem Mecca. So therefore, it raises you up high. So now if somebody's high, so it's appropriate to give that person cover. So you're just doing what's appropriate. Torah gave you cover. And now you're just acting in your own best interest. What's the proper thing to do for a person that is in a high position? It's not that you're granting me cover, that you're a nice person out of the generosity of your heart.
That's not a bad thing for.
Okay.
Yavolik Tassel Lebruchi said, even the first Mivorach, Amar Hechi Avrach, Ashadai bin Vorach, Proksha Ochal Yanivachaver of Mishalo. So Shasye Lahal Kasa. So he drank the kos. Yavolik Kasa Achmina, so he brought him another one. Ubarach.
It's interesting. I mean, apparently they weren't eating anymore. Right? So apparently it could be Mitzurif even after they finish. It's an interesting thing. I don't know, looking around a little bit in halacha to see what?
That's just for the halacha the other day. I thought that you can't do that.
I know.
So it's only if they would not eat something like dessert. If you put
it, yeah, it's more Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah, but they gave him the custom of Baruch, right? They were done. Correct? But, I mean, according to Rashi, what's the problem? Because since the Chayav Mid Rabbanon, Mechuyev B'Davar Karina Bay. If every Chayav Mid Rabbanon is considered Mechuyev B'Davar, so why can't they be Motzi? And what's the Lashon HaGemara there? It's very strong. Gemara says that... So it's clear that when it's the Rabbanon, vis-a-vis the Raisa, it's Ein Mechuyev B'Davar. Clear? All right. So you guys have a chance to think about it a little bit? I mean, the chilek between there and here, and the Kivegas Kasha is not so difficult, boy. Because over there, it's a different Birchas HaMazon. That's not Shema Lili Peturos. It's a separate Machayev Mid Rabbanon on a different Birchas HaMazon. But over here, it's the same Birchas HaMazon, it's just the lax of Shear. So the Shear Drabbanon is Machayev in the same Birchas HaMazon.
Really?
Yes.
So we thought that, but then happened
one of the most. I'm going to make a little I'm a Malachi Asheris, the Bnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bonos Lom, Kosmos Aras, Kosher, Yisra Fonu, Yigav Shelch, I've worked on Osef Fonu, Yisrael, Kosiv, Yisra Shem Fonu, Velocha, it's not good as I mean, but anyway, I'm a the Gemara Dach Chof in the Beis. There is Rabbi Avila. But how could God bring Osef Fonu to Yisrael? It says, Kiro, Yisra Fonu, Yigav Shelch. So it says, and then it says, Yisra Shem Fonu, Velocha, So Amar Lahem, so he said to them, "V'chilo Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, 'V'chilo Esa Panam Yisrael Shekasafti Lahem B'Torah, V'chalta V'svata V'rachta Sar Hashem L'kecha V'hem Medaktigin Al Atzmon Ad Kizayis V'ad Kibetzah." So the Rav wanted to say like this: that there's no chi of Birchas HaMazon by Kizayis, but there's a chi of Midaraisa of a Cheftz of Birchas HaMazon by Kizayis. It's mashma from the Lashon. They aim at Daktigin Alatzma, like Tizayas Vakabetza. So it's mashma clearly that there's a keem of Birch Zamazim, Midaraisa, even on Tizayas. But there's no chiyuv unless he kiddes fear. Okay? Alright. It's a chefza shel Birch Zamazim Midaraisa. Even though there's no machayev Midaraisa, because you don't have sviya. But it still is a chefza shel Birch Zamazim, as long as you had a Tizayas Dagger. Okay? One more thing the Rav said. Rav said, and this I think is something which is muchach from the Gemara, that in Birchas HaMazon by Zimun, it's one chefza shel bracha for all three. It's not one person. Rashi says that. Now it's not that one person is motzi the other two, like Shemaya Kamar. It's not Shemaya. Rashi has told me it's not Shemaya Kamar. The Birchas HaVera, Shminin Dein Zimun. D.H. Zimun, Because Shnei Yami, Shriyam and Avaruch, we're in a baruch. So it's one bracha. What? That's, I'm sorry, Daf Mem Hei Mabez. Since you say one, because question with Shnei. So since you say one is Ein Zimen Ben Ein, so what does it mean? The Kivan Dechad Yotzei Bebrichas Chavera or Ashmin and Ein Zimen. Since we say that one is Yotzei with the other one's bracha, so you see it's not a Zimen. Why? The Ein Zimen bracha Bebrichas Shnei Ami. Hashari Amen Avarchu, Amen Avarchu. So Rashi Zalman. So it's not Halacha of Shemei Ka'ona, like Brichas Mazon. It's Halacha of one Chefza Shel Brichas on Mazon for the whole group. God Lord Hashem Yitin Ramash Mayachtav. Okay, it's a different Chefza. It's like Tfilah B'Tzibur. Tfilah B'Tzibur. Okay?
Same with Rashi Shita, that if you have, I think he starts from Nodul Chav, if you have,
if you know a simple person, it doesn't say Yazan.
Yeah.
Just ask another one. That's a strange Rashi. Mm-hmm. You see, that was another one of the Rav's writers. That's a separate chetzah. Because the Yachad according to Rashi, you don't say the first bracha. Only if you do it the Terezima. It's a different chetzah shel bracha. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, when Rashi says, in time of cutting your yield, finish low on Mahach, he doesn't mean one of the he's referring to the Gemara, all the Gemaras. Cut and Karev, the Gemara before, that a cut cannot be Mizanah. Okay. Right. So what we want to say is like this. That when Rashi says Bar Chiyuva, since we're saying that, the, like the Rav said, that the Chefza Shel Brichas HaMazon is really a Chefza Midaraisa, even on a Kezias. And also, it's Bracha Achas L'Kulon. So he really should be able to perform the bracha. But if he's not a bar chiyuva, if it's a reshus by him, he's not mitzur for that. So Rashi's saying, since it's midrabbonon, even though it's only midrabbonon, the mechliyav the berach harina bay, he's still not considered a maaser reshus, because the Torah says, l'piyatar shiruchal asasa. So it's not a maaser reshus, so he's mitzur. Once he's mitzur to them, so then the chefza that he produces is a chefza midaraisa. Okay?
Does the Bachi of create Sirif?
Create Sirif.
Or does he have to be the Sis?
Because it's Bracha Achas L'Kulon. So he has to be Mitzurif to them to create the one Bracha Achas. So he can't be Mitzurif to them if he's a Rishus and they're Chiyuva. Okay? That's what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't mean Bachi, but it is Chayyab B'Dabah. Since it's Chayyab B'Dabah, the Rabban is Chayyab B'Dabah, right? So no, that's clear. Like the Gemara said before, he's not a Bar Chiyuv altogether in this mitzvah. But Rashi's saying that since it's one entity of Birchas HaMazon, and since Midaraisa the Cheftz is a Cheftz of Midaraisa, so even though he's only Mechuyiv B'Dav Midarabbanon, that's enough to be Mitzarefim, because it's not an optional action. Okay? It says Mechuyiv B'Dav Karinim Bey. Umotzi rabim yedei chavasam. That's what it means. It means he's mitzurif to the rabim. Okay, Rashi's kashya is next cutting also. So Rashi's cutting is an enim chuyiv b'davar. So therefore he's not mitzurif. Right? Now, Taisha says, what in the world?
What's the kashya
then? So Rashi, because Zahavim, you say that a cutting, no machayev a cutting. In other words, the Chacham gave a shiur of Katnas, Midrabbanon, that it's that the shiur is not Yud Gimel Shana, but even a Katan. As soon as he reaches the point that he's a Gila Chinuch, so it'll be a shiur Midrabbanon.
And it would be still the same Chasim Dereis.
So you have to say by Rashi the same thing, that by Katan, that even though he's not Mechuyev, but he has a shame bracha, he's a bar hachi of bracha as long as he's a gil chinuch. So, just like that, Chris Torah cut his old of him in Chris Torah. His Torah is also Torah. His Torah is also Torah. Okay? That's what you'd have to say in this Rashi. So, that's why Rashi says, no, but he's not a Mechuyev B'Dava. Because the Chum can't be Mechayev. So the father's chayav chinuch. Okay? He's not chayav. Alright? And it has to be that way. Because how do you have a chayav? He's not chayav in Lasosa. Right?
Seems so.
Taisus Kashi is, if you're going to say, he's not a Bachi Yuba. So, how could the Kutin be Motzi Oviv when the Oviv is only Chayav Med Rabban? And then any year to share the rest of it. Okay? So that's why Taisus concludes that a Kutin has to be a Bachi Yuba. How does Taisus get around that? He's not a Bachi Yuba. He's not Chayav Med Rabban. That's a question. That's a good question. So according to Rashi, the Kutin is not a Bachi Yuba. Okay, so how could it be Motzi Oviv to Rabban? So you have to say that even though the Chachan, the Chiyav is Mutl on the Av, the Chov was on the Av, but when the Kutin, the Chov is that the Av should be Mechanech the Kutin. Mechanech the Kutin means that what he says should have a din. Din Birchas HaMazon.
Right.
Din Birchas HaMazon.
Because how could he ever be Mekayimet? How could the Av ever be Mekayimet? Right. Because if it never had a function.
Moreover, Rashi holds that it has Din Bracha also.
Right?
It has Din Bracha. Yeah. But you have to be Mekayimet.
Right.
You have to say, in other words, it's not simply. It's not only that it's a Birchas HaMazon, but it's a Birchas HaMazon like everybody else's Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon Shel Chayula. The Cheftza. Right? Okay. So that Gemara over there, where it says that Ben Mevarech Lo'aviv is speaking B'Torah Shemei Ka'ona. So B'Torah Shemei Ka'ona, as long as the Kutin produces a Cheftza Shel Birchas HaMazon, Mid Rabbanan, and the Av is Machavin Lotzeis with what he's saying, so Shemei Ka'ona will pater him from Berchus HaMazon. That's different than here. Over here is Bracha Chavis L'Kulon, so you need a Shem Baruch Hu to be Mitzarif. Okay? But over there, and the Kutin is not a Baruch Hu, because it's all Oviv, so it can't be Mitzurif. But over there, you're talking about being Motzi B'Torah Shemei Ka'ona. And B'Torah Shemei Ka'ona, as long as the Kutin can produce a Cheftza Shel Zimun Mid Rabbonam, that the Av is Chayiv in.
Right?
Cheftza Berchus HaMazon. What is it?
Shazim.
No, Cheftza Berchus HaMazon. He means the Cheftza Berchus HaMazon Mid Rabbonam, which the Av needs to be Yotzei, as long as he's Mechavim B'Torah Shemei Ka'ona, so be Yotzei. By Shemei Ka'ona, you can't be Yotzei from the Dov, you can't be Yotzei from the Dov. Same answer to Kivei Gizkash. Because Rabbi Kivei Gizkash is that the Kutin be Motzi. The answer is, because it's two different areas. One area is when so far as Birchas HaMazon of Zimun, where it's Brachachas L'Kulam, and you need to be a Barchi Yuva in order to be Mitzuref, but Midaraisa, like the Rav says, it's a Chesh of Birchas HaMazon. So then the Kutin, then Ochel Kezayis is a Barchi Yuva. But a Kutin is not a Barchi Yuva. But in Chinuch, once the Chachom and Machayev in the Chinuch, so they created a bircha, and then they created an idol practice. So they gave it a din of birchas HaMazon the Rabbanan. And now the Av is chayav in birchas HaMazon the Rabbanan. So the Torah Shemei Ka'ona, all he has to do is be Shemei Ka'ona, then he could be Yotzei. Because the mechanism of Shemei Ka'ona will transfer it to him. The old question of how could Taisus hold that a Kutin is chayav? It's a Baruch Yuba and a Rabban. If the Kutin is not chayav in Lasasa, seems to be an impossible circle. The thing is like this, that I think what we said is as follows, that you see the Kutin himself personally is not a Baruch Yuba, according to Taisus. Person, if he doesn't do it, he's not over. So, Chomkin Machayim was not Chayim in Losos.
to recognize him.
But the Rabbanon gave his Birchas HaMazon a din of Bar Chiyuva. When he does it, it has a din of Bar Chiyuva. And the Rabbanon, they define him as a Bar Chiyuva. They define his Birchas HaMazon as a Birchas HaMazon Shal Bar Chiyuva. But from the Kutton standpoint in himself, he really doesn't have to do it. But when he does it, the Chachamim gave it a din of Bar Chiyuva in the Rabbanon. That's a Taisa Chumash. Follow? No, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So it has a shame of Bar Chiyuva.
Right.
The Cheftza has a shame of the Gavra has a din of a Bar Chiyuva.
Even though you can't force
him. Even though from the standpoint, from his own standpoint, he won't be over. But he has a Chalashem of a Bar Chiyuva. So, mid Rabbanan. That's what I do.
So that's just the way the father is. He was making sure the katan does his
bar. Right.
So the chiv on the father to make sure the katan does his bar.
Right. That's right. So it's a chiv on the av to make sure that the shem bar chiv and the katan is realized. That's the answer. Okay. So basically, according to Rashi Shita, the concept of zimun is bracha achas l'kulan. And as the Rav said from Rabbi Avira, that if you have a kezayis, you create a chefza show. You create a chefza show brachas hamazon mitaraisa. The only thing is, it can't be mitzareif a mechuyev b'davar with a nein mechuyev b'davar. So Rashi said mechuyev b'davar karina b'davar. So that resolves Rashi. I the Gemara and the Chof says. Why can't you say the same thing by Nashim? But the answer is because by Nashim you can't create a Chef Chol Brachas HaMazon Mitaraisa. Correct? Because they simply can't create a Chef Chol Brachas HaMazon Mitaraisa. So it's not going to help you that they're Chayav Mitarabanan. When does it help you as Chayav Mitarabanan? Where all you need is that the Gavra should be Mitzuruf. Because there must be a Bar Chiyuva. But if that's, if the Berachas HaMazon is the proper Berachas HaMazon, and if we say the Anak Hazayis, that you create a Berachas HaMazon Mitaraisa. But Nashim did not create a Berachas HaMazon Mitaraisa. So the Bar Chiyuva won't help you at all. Bar Chiyuva just helps you to be Mitzaref if you have a Berachas HaMazon Mitaraisa. But Nashim, because they're not in Bris V'Tara, they don't have a Berachas HaMazon Mitaraisa. So now the fact that they're mechuyev, the fact that it's not optional is not going to help you. So that's why by Nashim, the Gemara and the Chofim of Beis, by Nashim, it's no kasha why Nashim, even though the Chayim and Rabban can't be Malzian on Nashim. Okay, because the whole thing is based on the concept that there is a Cheftza Shel Brachas HaMazon Mitaraisa. The whole thing is, you can't do it if you're a volunteer, if it's voluntary. You can't mitzuf to somebody that's a Baruch Yula. So how do you overcome that? The answer is because they are mechuyev b'davar. The gavra is mechuyev. Okay, and to answer Tosfos kasha on Rashi, that cotton, how could a cotton be if it's only chiv ala av? So how could he be motzi aviv? So what's the answer to that question? The answer is because. It's true the chiyuv is on the av, but the chachamim gave the katan the din of birchas hamazon mitarabanan. So, and that works for Tosha Meikona. Because that's the brisa b'emes amru ben mevorach lavid. So that works for Tosha Meikona. I could have cutting that das to be motzi. I mean that apparently they gave him the din das. Just like someone mentioned, we gave him the din das by Kenyanim as well. I guess in order to mechayev the mitzvahs, they had to give him the din das. So that's why he gave him a. But all everybody else away. That's that a cotton that ate kidei sviga to be motzi gadol that ate kizayis. So you see, they gave him the din das as well. Yes.
You see what I mean? There's such a thing as gadol hadel and mevorachim, like that's a status. There is
a status.
The idea.
The concept of das. Yeah. We're addressing the Gnostics from Aikana requires us. Okay.
But it's a particular, like in this case, it's not like the Dereis. Dereis is a.
Moshe's question is a good question. His question is that nevertheless, how could an Ishil or a Kutton be Motzi a Gadol that ate the Kezias? If you're going to say that when the Gadol ate the Kezias, that he can produce a Chetz Shel Brachos Mazma Dereis. The only thing is he's not Mechuyev to. So the Chum would seem the Chum would come along and would say that Brachos Mazma, which is voluntary, we're making it mandatory. So then you would have a different Brachos Mazma than the Isha. But we're saying that that's not true. They weren't masaking it that way, because then the Takana wouldn't be even. Because then why are Nashim Chayavos? So you see Nashim Chayavos, because the Chum simply didn't want a person to eat a Kezias and not be Mavarech, not be Meshabeach. So therefore, it has nothing to do with the fact that he could produce a chesed and a rice. They didn't take that chesed and a rice and make it mandatory. It was just machayev. Anyone had a kezias in the sheva for birchas a muslim. So therefore, they could be motzi him his drabanan, but he won't have the kiyum deraisa. But he's not over anything. Okay. So yeah, in Rashi we said when Rashi has to kash by cotton, you have to say that a cotton produces a chesed and a rice, just like by Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, it's not a double question, but we've seen Rashi also. As long as he understands, he's a gil chinuch, so the chefza that he produces would be a chefza and a rice. Chefza and a rice. The only thing is not chayav b'dal. Just like by tefillah. Feel of a cotton is a feel of the rice. It's not a bachelor. As long as he has das, it's a feel. According to that's a little tricky. That's what we went through last time. According to Tysfus, he's a real bachelor. So the question is, how can they be machayim? He's machayim less also. Right? So that we answered, we said that as a gavra, he's not chayim. Okay, as a gavra, he's not chayav. But the Chachamim took his birchas hamazon and gave it a din as birchas hamazon shel chiyav, shel chova. So that's why he can be motzi. See, Tesis doesn't learn the way in Rashi because he learns just mitzvah chinuch. But in Rashi, you have to learn the same way. In Rashi, la'atzmo, you're going to have to say that Rashi holds that the Chachamim gave it a din. But Birchas HaMazon, the Rabbana. And not just the father has a Chiyuv Chinuch, but the Chefza Shel Bruch is a Chefza Shel Birchas HaMazon. And that's why the Kutton can be Motzi of it. The only time it'll help you is by Zima. But by Zima, since he can use it to produce the one Chefza Shel Zima for the whole group, and he is capable of doing that. The only thing is there's no Tziruf in the Gavras, because one gavra is voluntary and one gavra is not. So the answer is that since he's mid rabbanan, as Rashi says, mid rabbanan, kim shechayim rabbanan, mechuyev b'davar karim be. He's not voluntary anymore. He's not voluntary. He's considered a mechuyev vis-a-vis this thing. Omotzius rab mide chavosim. So that's the only time it'll work. But if he's trying to be motzi a person that ate kvei sviya, and he only ate kezias, that he can't do, because there's no chiyuv in the chefza. There's no chiyuv in the chefza of a deraisa. Okay? Yeah. So the Rav wants to explain Tesis that why does Tesis require a kezias? I mean, either he shouldn't require anything, because the place where we're at is that. Or else if he requires already, it should be a real achila, like they all ate together. So he wants to answer like the following. That really the din is based on the idea that the person that eats a kezias can produce a chefza shel brachos hamazon deraisa. But not only that, he wants to learn that that's a prerequisite. In order to produce a chefza shel birchas hamazon, you have to have achila. It's not like shofar and lulav, where there's no, you don't have to do anything. If you, the Arva says Yechayev, so then that's it, Yechayev. But over here, Arvas could say Yechayev, but the problem is you can't produce a Chefza Shel Birchas HaMazon unless you're an Ochel. So that's why he has to be an ochel. But what kind of an ochel does he have to be? He only has to eat kezias, because in eating kezias, that qualifies him to produce a chefza shel birchas hamazon. Okay, beautiful svar.
Midoraisa.
Midoraisa. He wants to say that birchas hamazon can't start from nowhere. Birchas Mazon is a relative. It's relative to Achila.
Right.
So if you don't have Achila preceding it, what is it? It must have Achila in order to be a Chefs, in order to be an entity. So it's different than Shofar. A Shofar is Shofar. You don't need anything, you don't need a prerequisite. But over here, by Birchas Mazon, since it's tied to Achila, so the Birchas Mazon is not a Birchas Mazon unless you have an Ochel. Only an Ochel can produce a Chefs of Birchas Mazon. That's what he wants to say in Pesach. So the only thing is that you're going to have a problem where is the Bacha Yuba. So then he supplies Arvus. So for that he supplies Arvus. Because Arvus makes him a Bacha Yuba. So that's the way the Rav learns in Pesach. Okay? And the Rav Svar is a beautiful Svar. But the Lashon of Pesach seems to be a little bit difficult. The Lashon of Pesach is a little bit difficult. When he says before that he's chayav afilu ochel klal, that's no problem because he means that the midin arvos. But the only thing is, the Rav will maintain he's a midin arvos, he's a bach yura. But the only thing is, he can't produce the chefs of shabuchas hamazon unless he's an ochel. I mean, the person that's an ochel, okay.
Right.
But the last part of the lashon doesn't seem to be, to me, it doesn't seem to be too smooth. But he says, "Kizayin is dug in the tzarich halashi yuchal lama shacham shlo." Why did he say kadesh yuchal? He should say kizayin is dug on tzarich kadesh yuchal lios birchas hamazon. I mean, let's say, for instance, if he's motzi somebody else, so he doesn't have to say baruch shacham shlo. So their tesis apparently wouldn't have had a problem. The Russian is a little. You have to press the lesson a little bit. You know what I mean? It's not mashma that Pesach is saying that he has to be an ochel in order to create the chefza. It's mashma is saying the problem is how can say baruch shacham v'shlo, which we have to understand what kind of problem is that. The Rav is taking when Pesach says kadesh yuchal lama shacham v'shlo means that he should be able to meet with baruch. But the plain lesson is a little bit. You have to press the lesson a little bit.
Oh.
So I was saying that maybe you could say it a little simpler, namely that the chiyuv of arvus, you don't have to say that the chiyuv of arvus, that in order to produce chefs shel birchas hamazon you have to be an ochel. You could say no, like plain pshat in Teishas, that even if it's low ochel, we still can produce chefs shel birchas hamazon because of arvus. The only thing is the birchas hamazon is one birchas hamazon of the whole group. For the whole group. So he has to be mitzuref to the group. So how is he mitzuref to the group? He's mitzuref to the group by Achilas Kezias. Because you see, Achilas Kezias is a mitzaref. Because if 9 8 Kedesh Fi and 1 8 Kezias, so you give the Mavarach Lekeno. It's a tziref. So that's why Teshas all the. That's what he means. Kedeshim Shalorach Shachalna Mishalo. Shachalna means biyachat. Shachalna biyachat Mishalo. It means a tziref, a mitzaref. That's what I was saying.
So if you had two people.
That's right, but if you had two people and one's being motzi the other because he doesn't know he's not yet they are likros, now they're levarech, so then it wouldn't be any problem. You wouldn't have to eat anything.
According to the Rav,
you would. According to the Rav, you would.
That's nothing.
That would be nothing. Okay? Rashi doesn't seem to hold that way. That he certainly doesn't hold that way. That Birchas HaMazon is Arvus, because in the 80s, Birchas HaLechem and Birchas Peres, there's no Chiyuv there. Because at the moment when he's about to make the Bracha, he's not in the status of Chiyuv. He doesn't have to do anything, he'll walk away. But Birchas HaMazon, he can't walk away, because once he ate, he's Chayev. So, therefore, if he didn't Arvus, he could be Motzi. Okay? If he didn't Arvus, he could be Motzi. But Rashi doesn't hold over him again, Arvus. Because if Rashi held Midin Arvus, he wouldn't have to say B'chui V'dol Karim V'Midrabban. So what is Rashi? Also, Rashi apparently holds that even Birchus of Muslims like Birchus of Peros. On the surface, Machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos about whether Birchus of Muslims you say Arvus, is the question is what is the definition of Arvus? So Arvus mean that if the Torah is Machayev me in a mitzvah, so that fee is not just on me, but it's on to make sure that my chaver does it too. So even though it was Yotzei, but my fee of his night is still there, my chaver is with Benegayetim, I'm Bar Chiyuvah. So then it would have to be a mitzvah which is Chiyuvah. But a mitzvah which is not Chiyuvah, it wouldn't work. I mean, I have no Chiyuv in Bechazam, I have no fees. But if he says Allah and the Gavra, that the Gavra is responsible for his chava to make sure that he's matzal and avera and to make sure that he's yotzei mitzvahs, so then if it's a peros, so there's nothing to be yotzei because he's not chayav in anything. But if he ate already and he's chayav in zimun, so then you have an obligation to pater him to make sure he doesn't walk away and be over and aware of not fulfilling his chiyuv. That would be enough lines. Okay? Okay. Okay, so the Chachmel Anil in Reish Sa'i Zion, it's in Hilchos Brachos Perkei Halachot Hasvav, the Kesef Mishnah, or it's in Reish Sa'i Zion in the Chuvos Rambam. So the Chachmel Anil asked the Rambam the question. That how could you say basically that what? That the halacha is in order to be motzi the raisa, you have to be the raisa. If you're drabanan, you can motzi the raisa. And then you say that kizai is dug in as drabanan, and that's why in halacha tazayin, kizai is dug in as drabanan. And that's why he says, midrash, and he says, midrash, she'och levelo sovo. So, of course, the Svi is the Raisa, and Kazai is Dabin is only Rabbanan. But, so Lachim Ravachas, that Kazai is Dabin is the Raisa, because the Gemara says that Kazai is Dabin, Motsi Rabbi Dechavosim, the Raisa. So, how can you say that? So, the question is, how can you say that Kazai is Dabin is only the Rabbanan? So it should be that you can't be motzi, that a katan and a ishah and an eved cannot be motzi a gadol, even if you had a kazayas dog. Because kazayas dog is the raisa. That's the question. So the Rambam had his own approach. I mean, nobody else approached like this. Everybody approaches Gemara. Gemara says that kazayas dog is good. So they approached it. Gemara said, well, look, kazayas dog is good. What did Rambam say? And if that's the case, then you have all these problems. How could they have one of the most of the Raisa? Rashi, Tosfos, and the writer, all Rishon. And Rambam had a completely different approach. He simply didn't understand the question. Why? Because it says the area of Misha Meso is dealing with the problem of the world of Rambam and most of the Raisa. And they conclude that you can't. So that's one area. And this is a completely different area. But I mean, what does he do with the Mashmos of the Gemara? He said, what does he do with the Mashmos of the Gemara? So it's like as if there's no Mashmos of the Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah tries to smooth it out. You see, tries to bring the Rambam around, so to speak. All right, so the question is, what's the Rambam's answer? It sounds very funny. I mean, he's a big Kesef Mishnah on it, and he tries to like weaves around the whole thing, but when you walk away you feel like he didn't really say anything, and the difficulty that the other Rishonim had is still there, namely the last point he mentions that right. why did they say Kizai is Dagan? They should have just said Dagan. How do you interpret Shimon ben Shetach? You see, the Rambam interpreted Shimon ben Shetach why is it that the kosher yayin works by Shimon ben Shetach? The kosher yayin works because all you need is a mitzarif, like the Gemara says before, tishochu dogon and echarochu yerek is mitzarif. So once he's mitzarif to the group, and it's a birchas azimun, which is a bracha for the whole group, right? So then, once that happens, now, since he's a component of the group, he could be Mubarak, he's a representative of it. That was the Svar Shem Menshetach. And they answered back, they said that that's not true, he must be a Mechuyah B'Dava. So they said, and they gave an instance of Mechuyah B'Dava, which is the least Kizayas Dagan, is the least level of Mechuyah B'Dava. But who could create a Bechus HaMazon and who can't? That's a whole different sugya, the Rambam says. That's a different sugya. That's sugya in Mishum Esa. On Daf Chaf. You see? The others learned that the criticism of Shem Ben Shetach was not that Shem Ben Shetach held that all you have to do is be Mitzurah. But he held that Siyas Yayin is equal to Achilas Pas in terms of Bechus HaMazon. Perhaps because you could be Kaveh Alayayin, you could have a Kriya Sud Alayayin, so...
She did a hold that you need to drink to do Bechus HaMazon.
You need to what?
You need to have both. I think it's Rav Meir.
Okay, because there's a Kriya Sud Alayayin. So, the yayin is enough to mechayev yom birchas hamazon. Okay, so in this instance, they said no, that's not enough. It's not enough. What you need is kizayis dagan. So if he was giving, in other words, he was giving a formula, and his formula was for some reason was yayin, and they said no, yayin is the wrong formula here. Wouldn't work here. What he needs is Kizayas Dagan. So they were giving the correct formula for what he should have done. So if that's the case, so then that proves that Kizayas Dagan would have been fine. According to the Rambam, they're not saying that he used the wrong object. They're saying that what was wrong was the wrong concept. He used the concept that if you're Mitzuruf, you can represent the group because it's one Chetzel. Okay? So then they said, no, you need to be Mechuyah B'Dava. What's Mechuyah B'Dava? So they said, Kizayas Dagan. Kizayas in this case wouldn't be enough. That's a separate issue. Kizayas Dagan is the least amount of being Mechuyah B'Dava. That's the way the Rambam is learning. Okay? So the Rambam, by learning that way, in Shimon ben Shetach, avoids the whole problem. He doesn't see the problem to begin with. It's an interesting thing. In Halacha, when you have an amount, so it's not a multiplication of substances. Because then you can never have something that's a tzuruf to something, and yet, like for instance, titan work when the that is a tzuruf, it's olah aluminium aboim sorah, but you can't do tefillah in it. Why? How is that possible? But the answer is that if shear is a multiplication of substances, so it's a multiplication of sorah 40 times, then you can't do that. But if shear is an overall quality, you need a substance of mayim, and you need a shim of bonesaw. So shear is a different, comes in from a different angle, different point. So then the question is, what's all the minyan? What's all the minyan to complete the shear? So the same thing is over here. That's the machlokes with Shimon ben Shetach and between the chachamim. The point of Shimon ben Shetach, he holds that once you're a member, once you're all a minion, you're a member of the group, so then you can represent the entire group. Whereas the Chacham say no, that you can't do that because it's true you're all a minion, but you're not a gavra. That's a gavra of Birchas HaMazon. You're not in terms of Birchas HaMazon to be a mevorech. You're singled out as a mevorech, so you're not a gavra of being a mevorech. You're not part of the substance of the group. It's just that you're all a minion. And in order to be mevarach, you must be part of the substance of the group. Point to Shem ben Shetach, since he's a part of the group, he's all a minion, so he can be mevarach. Point to Chon, he's all a minion, but he's not a part of the mevarachim. He just gives the mevarachim a shear. So he can't be a mevarach. He's not a mevarach, he's just mashlim the shear of the mevarachim. So the question is, so the guys are asking, so what are the goals, what is Shimon Shetach?
Gemara is a stereo, the same stereo as Rabbi Avira. That Kilo Yisav Panav Eliyikach Shochad, Kosvechadalma, Yisav Shem Panav Elecha. So the Gemara says over here, different answer. Kan kodem gzadin, kan liacha gzadin. The whole complication of it. But it's up to you. You want to do it? I mean, try to figure it out? Okay. So let's take the Balamar today. All right.
Nashim bebirkas hamazon, boya v'lo ifshita, ve'ina motzia achirim idei chavasam dilma derabbanan hu, v'lo asi derabbanan umivka doraisa. V'ha ditnan be'emes amru ben mevarach l'aviv ishim mevarachas l'bayla ukim nad achlu shiura derabbanan, umapik derabbanan. V'yushalmi garsinan, nicha isha mevarachas l'bayla, ve'eved mevarach l'rabba. The katan la aviv. Wouldn't you know how to read lochein next?
Okay.
Alright. Amar Ravacha b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Narai kol she'amru b'katan k'dei lachan chal tipater ba'ona akrav amein. Whenever it says katan k'dei lachan chal, you have to interpret it as where the person is answering amein afterwards. Ki hahu detaminan taman. Misha haya eved al isha al katan makrin oso. Ona acharehan ma shehem omrim. Viti, right.
So,
viti ala me'ira. Leben esrim shetzarach leben asem. Okay. V'gavra du mechuyiv midal raisa b'virkas amazon achal gav de lo achal elash yira darabonan.
What did Shalmi say? Lochein amar v'achol b'shem Rav Yossi. Yes, so he disagrees. Lochein amar v'achol b'shem Rav Yossi. Great Rav Yino Roy. Now what? Kol shamu b'katan k'dei l'chancho. So if it's k'dei l'chancho, so it can't be motzi, correct? Tipater ba'ona acharav amen. So what does that mean? Ki ahud etanin and tamon misho yehavet alisho katan makman oso ona acharan mashahim omrim. So what is he saying? Disagrees that the katan can be motzi the. The katan and the isha to the motzi the baal. He's in the state of shiur derabbanan. But Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yossi argues because he says that it's just because of chinuch. Apparently, he holds since it's only chinuch, so he can't motzi. So it must mean ba'ona acharav amen. So how does ona acharav amen help? Apparently, he holds that there is a din bracha, even though it's chinuch, but there's a shem bracha. There is a shem bracha because the gavra the katan. Good right for what we're saying, because the gavra the katan is a bardas, so there is a shem bracha. So if the person says amen, it's as if they said the whole bracha, like the Rambam says, kol ona amen, kilu berecha ba'atma, kol bracha kula. That's why he says, ki yahud sanin tamon, misha yevet oisha katan, makrenoso, ona harein, mashaim omrim. Correct? It's an interesting Yishalmi. So Yishalmi says that Amen will work because since the Katan's bracha is a bracha, in fact, But the only thing is, it can't be a bracha lahotzi, because it's because of chinuch. But a chalish and bracha does have. So if the Baal answers amen after the katan's bracha, if the answers amen after the katan's bracha, so amen means as if he said every word himself. Is that right?
So that just means, though, when you are being motzi someone else, it's a different it's a different mechanism.
It's a different way, different mechanism.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it's just in terms of the kiyumim. Like, it's not in terms that your bracha. It's not that guy is making a bracha. You know, he's just mitzuref to your bracha.
Right. Well, as soon as the Shami, that's what the Shami learns. But that's the old problem in the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Brachos in the beginning. But the Rambam says, Kol Hashemei Brachos Mitzilos Vatzof and Eschavim Lotz Tzvoy Dech Vaso Afti Shlo Yotz Afti Shlo Yon Ame. That's Perek Aleph Alachi Aleph. Kol ha'ona omei nacha ha'mavarech ha'reza ki'mavarech. Ru she'yia ha'mavarech chayev bo'os ha'bracha. The Ram doesn't hold the question what the Rambam's adding by the mavarech. Because I think they asked him the shava, they said, did you mean that even if he's not machavein? So the Ram says, no, he never meant that. It is, it's a shava s'shuva s'ramam. But I don't think I bring it down over here. But some wanted to learn that the Rambam held that he's Yotze even if he's not Mechavim. But I think they asked the Rambam himself, the Tshuva, and he said that he never meant that. So a Rezek Mevarach Ba'atzma means it's Osof HaShevach. But this Yerushalmi seems to hold differently. That if it has a Chal Hashem Bracha, even though it's not Mechliyev B'davar, but once it has a Chal Hashem bracha, and he answers Amen, it's as if he said the whole bracha himself. Right. That's what's mashma from this Yerushalmi. I guess the Rambam didn't pass like that. I don't know. I don't remember where the tshuva is now. I know. I remember finding the tshuva once. I don't think they bring it on the side for some reason.
Is it Rav Avram ben Aram?
Is Rav Avram ben Aram?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I vaguely remember something. Maybe.
I think some want to learn in the Rambam, and maybe it was Mishnah.
Ready?
Yeah.
In the frame on the side, it says it's Tshuva Simon Kufpe Dal. So we're going to get it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a Kufa from the
Parador. Kufa from the Parador?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. You see the Kesef Mishnah? Yes, the question. Then Toma, Al Korchach, Meneschav, and Lotse Soskinen. Okay, Mike Mashmalon, Ba'ona Amen. Hafilu Lo Ona Amen, Ashmin Rabbein of the Yatza. Right? Yesh loma de kishen eschavim velo ana amein yotza velo kimavarech avo chi ana amein yotza kimavarech. So it's a different level of shevach apparently. Inami de osu lashminin de afagav de ana amein tzorach she yeh hamavarech chayev bo sabracha. But it doesn't have to be mechavim lotzeis. That's the second answer. But they asked the question to the Rambam himself. I guess he didn't have the tshuva. Yes, what does the Rambam say? What was the question there? Oh, it's in the Parador where?
Kufala.
Hold on. Apparently from the Rambam it would seem that Shamea Ka'ona is a different mechanism. It's a mechanism through which he's Yotze. Not Kiyu Beirach. know what I mean? Because otherwise, what are you saying? Saying he's Yotze, the bracha, because it's Shemaya Kahuna. But it's not as if he's a Mavaras. But if he's on a Amen, it's as if he's actually a Mavaras. So what is it, Kuf?
Kufala.
Kufala. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll go from the beginning, because there's a whole bunch of shadows here.
No, let's get to the main one.
Kol hashtemeya bracha min ha
Ha'ona Amen.
Ha'ona Amen Aliyash Ma Yatsa Yidei Kavasa.
Footnote.
Yeah, 16, right?
Yeah, 16. Kavana Vaz Yatzide Chavasa. I must have seen it in the original in the other three volumes. Yeah, because so, yeah, it has to be there.
Yeah.
Otherwise it just sized up the question, yeah. So what does the Rambam say? That's the Ketzmeshes Kasha. What's the Rambam adding? So you have to say that he's telling you that it's a different kiyum. It's a different kiyum. That it's a kiyum of Mavoris. But if he's just Shomei Kaona, he's Yotze the Chavasa. But he's not really, he's not, doesn't have the status of a Mavoris. Interesting. Okay. But this Yerushalmi seems to say that, but the Rambam requires that the Mavarech should be chayev b'davar, they should be chayev b'davar, os bracha. Whereas Yerushalmi maintains that even if he's not chayev, even if he's just chinuch, as long as he produces a chetz shel bracha, and then the person answers amen, so it's ki'ilu berach. It's interesting. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just why is the Yerushalmi comparing it to the case of Hallel?
Oh, because by Hallel, then Makra, the Kutna, if the Kutna goes up to be Torah Hallel, so the whole call has to be Makra every word, Mila Mila after him, because you can't, Kutna can't be Motzi.
Right, so how is it the same thing as saying that the Kutna produces the Chesed? Because only by Hallel, it seems like he doesn't produce the Chesed.
Well, so they have to say Amen.
What?
I mean, it doesn't seem like the same thing. By Amen, he's saying the Kutna produces the Chesed. But if she has a Tamachuyu, so all you need is a man. But by Halal, he didn't even produce the Chefza, which is why you need to say it, Mila B'Mila.
No, he produced the Chefza, but he's not, it's only Chinuch.
I mean, same thing as Mila B'Mila.
Just like by Halal, he can't be Motzi, because he can't produce the Chefza. So it's just a matter of chinuch. So that's why you have to say mila mila after him. Over here too, we can't produce the chefza. I mean, over here too, it's just chinuch, but the chefza is produced, but it's not the Torah's being motzi.
In both cases, they have an amiras, whatever the thing is, on their own. You're over, either by saying it outright or by saying it alone.
Right. Both cases have an amira, which in din is a chafter shel amira, but not lotzes, not pataras chova. So therefore, they have to either say amen, where you relegate the bracha to them, or else they have to repeat all the words.
And what's the machlokes about the Yerushalmi?
Yeah. question. Probably would maintain, because on the surface, Yishalmi would be make more sense, because since he did produce a Chefta Shel Bracha, and he said Amen, it's as if he said the Bracha. There's only one problem, that the Bracha that he said, he wasn't a Birkas Chova. So the quality of Chova doesn't really exist in the Bracha when the Katan says it. So the question is, when he answers Amen, can he, with that Amen, not only reproduce the words as if he said them, but give them a din shel chova, quality of chova? Probably holds he can't, because the cheftz is not a cheftz shel chova. Whereas Yishalmi maintains that through the Amen, he could. Establish the bracha b'taras chova.
Doesn't the Bible hold the opposite?
When you say the Bible, you mean the Rambam?
The Gemara Bible is our katan. That a katan can be motzi a gadol even without the gadol saying amen. If he's only katan to
go down. Oh, I thought you asked me a different question. What's machlokes is the Rambam and the Bava and the Yishalmi? In other words, the question is, when he says Amen, can he inject it with the quality of Chiyuv? In other words, he has the words now, and he's a Bar Chiyuva, so now it's Petaras Bar Chiyuva. Even though the Chefta, when it was said, is not a Chefta Shel Chiyuv. That's what Rambam says, V'hu Sheyiyah Chayiv Boz HaBracha. Because the Amen is as if he says it. But it's as if he says the Chefta the way, with all the qualities in it. In other words, the Chefta with the qualities. And if the quality of Chiyuva is not there, so the Amen can't recreate a quality of Chiyuva, inject it with the quality of Chiyuva. It'll be exactly like the bracha of the cut. And that much is true. Can you go further? Question. The feeling you can. Come out according to the Bavli, according to the Rambam, I said the Bavli, I meant the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Amen simply is a reiteration. It's as if he reiterates the Bracha. So if the Bracha was a Bracha Shel Chiyuva, so if he says Amen, so he recited a Bracha Shel Chiyuva. But whatever the Bracha is, that's exactly what he duplicates with Amen. According to the Yishalmi, it's a little more abstract.
According to the Yishalmi, isn't it, it's a Sfiras Devarim? The Amen gives the Gavra a Sfiras Devarim, as if an Amira of Sfiras Devarim. So now, it's as if he said all these words. So he's really producing that entity. He's just getting the Devarim from the Katan.
Right, but he's a Bar Chiyuva, so he's saying B'taras Chiyuv.
Right, since it's his Amira, it's of course it's going to be B'taras Chiyuv. But the fact that he's saying Amen is just giving him, is making him an Omer of the Sfiras Devarim of that Katan. Meaning, it's not that he's getting an entity of Birkas Hamazon, he's just getting those words. But now they're going to come together through and produce the entity of Berachas Hamazon through the Gavra.
Right. And the other way?
The other way is like you're saying, is that the Kohen is producing this entity, and now you're just saying that this Gavra also partakes of this entity. So that entity now is going to be whatever that the person who the cotton is not going to be. It's whoever the actual sayer of the bracha, whatever status that's given. If it's a cotton, so it won't be shelchiyah, and if it's a gadol, it would be shelchiyah.
Question is whether the Amen is a reproduction of the Sfiras Dvarim of the Katan, or the Amen is an origination of the whole Sfiras Dvarim. It's as if he himself recited the whole Sfiras Dvarim.
Right.
The Amen is an originator. He's an originator of the Sfiras Dvarim. That the Sfiras Dvarim of the Katan is Matsuris to him, as if he said it.
Right.
He's an originator of the Sfiras Dvarim. So if he's an originator of the Sfiras, the Amen makes him an originator of the Sfiras Dvarim, so then it doesn't have to be a Bar Chayuva. But if the Amen simply relates the Sfiras Dvarim of the Katan to him, so then whatever those Sfiras Dvarim are, that's what they're going to remain.
Right. The first way, it's as if the cotton's a mockery. I mean, that's why he compares it. Because really, the gavro, that's the cotton's a mockery, and the gavro's just is originating these spheres of arm.
Right, he's originating it. Right.
It's,
that's correct. That's the question.
Remy?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could look at it a little differently. I was wondering if you want to say that the reason why the katan is, his words are viable in any case, are because he's a bar das. So why can't you just say that these dvarim were said the Torah's bar das, and he's related and he's connecting to that entity of das, and then you eliminate the katan altogether. In other words, He's related to an entity of das, which is Meshabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So being related to an entity of das allows those words to be verifiable by his Amen.
Okay, but what's the Machlokes Ram in the Yerushalmi?
I don't know. But I'm asking if you could view it that way.
That what? Say it again? It sounds like the Rambam's way.
What makes these words viable altogether is that the katan is a bar das.
What they seem to what?
What makes these words viable in any case is that the katan is a bar das.
Bar das, so it has a din of a bracha. So it has a din of a bracha. You can answer amen. It has a din of a bracha.
Right, so I'm saying eliminate the gavra of a katan altogether. What? Just say that he relates. Eliminate the katan altogether. It's just that these are dvarim said by bar das, bedas, and he's relating to, and he's verifying those dvarim said bedas.
So how are you eliminating the cotton?
Because what you're focusing on is the dvarim that were said bedas.
I don't understand what you mean. Somebody said them.
I know.
But you're relating those dvarim to the on amen. So when he's on amen, so he's mitzuref to those dvarim, as if he said them.
Is that it?
Yes.
Just what is the mechanic of the amen such that it originates a bracha? Like, how does an amen do that?
How does it do it? Because it's an expression of the gavra of the entire bracha.
but yet it's from its nature, it's really in agreement.
Well, in other words, Amen is really has the whole bracha in it, and he's originating it. He's originating the Amen. So he's originating the whole bracha.
So the question is, how does Amen? What is Amen?
Now the question is, what does the Amen do when he's on Amen? Is it mitzaref the chefta of a mirror of the bracha of the cotton to the person, but it takes that entity as it is with all its qualities? Or Amen is, he's being mechadesh, it's just like he's being mechadesh the bracha by saying Amen.
Because Amen implies a repetition of the context.
Because he's being mechadesh in the Amen. In other words, the Amen doesn't just take the chefta shel bracha and the tzarfa to him. It's a new way of saying the bracha.
Actually, those are, I don't know if it fits in, but those are the halachas about Amen Chatufa and Amen that the that fit in with this because of the fact that it's a new entity.
Right. Now, what was your other question?
It seems like there's a machlokas as to the nature of chinuch. Like, does chinuch produce a chetzer to Rabbanan that can be moti shomei ka'ona? That the Rishalmi holds it cannot be moti shomei ka'ona even another to Rabbanan, and the Bavli holds it can.
I mean, I would say, well, let's get back to the other question. I'd say a little more into the question. That is the Amen tied to the sphere of Baram, or the Amen is Allah and the Gavra's expression of Shevach? In other words, when he says Amen, it's the Gavra's expression of Shevach of the Bracha. Is that what Amen is, or Amen is tied to the Chetzesh Shel Sfiras Dvarim, which was formulated? Or it's Allah and the Gavra being Mechadesh Shvach HaShomakam. But it's Mechadesh Shvach HaShomakam through saying Amen.
And just the book will tell you what this Amen means.
What? Say it again?
And just the book is what makes the Amen be this Shevach for the different Shevach. The
Amin
still
relates
to the Bracha, even if it says in the Gavra.
Can you get to him?
I'm saying the
Amin
still relates to the Bracha.
Amin still relates to the Bracha, right. But the Amin is Allah and the Gavra. It still relates to the Bracha, but it's Allah and the Gavra. When the Gavra says Amin, it's as if he's Mechadesh the whole Bracha.
He's utilizing the Bracha for the Kavra.
Right. Just in one word, what he's doing in one word is he's enunciating the entire bracha. But the gavra is being mechadish the whole bracha. But so that means the amen isn't limited to the sfiras dvarim that was to the chefta shel sfiras dvarim that was enunciated before. Not limited.
That's sharper. That's better.
A little sharper.
So kids on the gavra produce chetza.
Yeah. What was the other question Yaakov had? Bavli and Shalmi?
Yeah.
Which machlokes?
Whether if an adult eats a kizayis and a katan is mevarech, whether you need to answer your name or not.
Whether you need to answer Amen.
Because the Bavli seems to say the Katan's chayiv to Rabbanan, whereas the Yerushalmi says he's not chayiv to Rabbanan. It's not a mitzvah to Rabbanan. It's just midin chinuch.
Right. That's right. So that's good. So isn't it self-explanatory?
So is that a machlokes in what the definition of chinuch is?
Well, the question is, in chinuch, do you say that the chefta, which is the chefta shel chinuch, is it really a chefta, does it have a chalos din, the rabbanon, of a chefta shel chiyuv? Or is it just a maisa chinuch? If you say it's just a maisa chinuch, so it's true, it has a din bracha, because the katan has das. So midoraisa has a din bracha, but not a chas shalchiyah. Or do you say when the Chachamim created chinuch, what they did was they made the bracha of the katan a bracha of a bar chiyuva, just like a gadol. They wanted in chinuch, they wanted it to be exactly like a mice of a gadol. So they gave you that din.
That makes sense in terms of chinuch.
Makes more sense in chinuch. Hold on a second. That might be the phone call. I got sense because they wanted it to be not just a maisa ba'alma, but they wanted it to really be a maisa shel, that the katan should be doing a maisa shel chova. That it should have a din of a maisa shel chova, like we explained. Now, why that's so? It's hard to answer. I mean, perhaps psychologically, they wanted the katan to feel that he's really not just doing something which has no meaning. It's hard to go into the das of why, but you could sense there's a reason for it.
What I'm just wondering in terms of the halakhic definition is possible to go further. Well, he's going further than necessarily going into a lot.
Even if there's something different in chinuch?
Right. I think it's going to just ask how they understand chinuch as a mitzvah of the bottom, like if there's a difference there, we could cause this.
Well, chinuch is the raisa.
But here the machlok seems to be under the bottom chinuch. When it's all said, you need to do a specific mitzvah.
Right, so the machlokes has to be whether it has a din of a chefta shel birchas hamazon the rabbanon.
You can definitely see why chinuch lends itself to that they gave it a chaloshem ma'isachir.
Yeah. Right.
It's not just like something that's totally removed from the Indian.
No, that's correct. The only thing is, as we explained, the gavra himself is not really chayav adara. That's why it won't work according to Rashi by for Zimon.
Right.
That worked out very nicely. Yeah, what do we, David mentioned we said something on Shabbos that we didn't say in the
I think on Shabbos we said that Rashi and Tosfos really agree on how chinuch works.
Yeah, that's correct. They agree on how chinuch works. The only thing is that Tosfos interpreted Rashi to mean that bar chiyuva means a bar chiyuva in the chefza. That was the whole question. Tosfos interpreted Rashi mean when Rashi's cutting that when Rashi's mirabon is bar chiyuva. What's the lesson, Rashi? Kosh Chayim Rabbanon Mechuy B'Dava Karinim Bey. Tosfos learned he meant that the Chefza itself. So then it would come out when you come to Katan that Rashi would have to be saying that it's not in the Chefza.
Right. There's no fear whatsoever.
That's right. That's why Tosfos had that problem with Rashi. But if you learn Rashi the other way, so you don't have to commit Rashi to that.
You
told us Sirach,
you're lacking a
Gavra. That's right. That's correct. Then you could learn that Rashi maintains that, like Tosfos, that the Amiras, the Birchas HaMazon of the Katan, is really an Amira of Bar Chiyuva.
Right.
This is learned in the first part of Rashi, and Mechuyiv B'Dava Karinabe means Mechuyiv B'Cheftza Shel Zimun. So then by Kutner has to be, he's not. So then takes this question, if he's not, how could it be the Hagari Motzi of it? It follows from the way around, it takes to learn Rashi. Okay, so we didn't finish the Balamar.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I ask one other question to Yishalmi?
What's that?
Are you believing that the Yerushalmi is assuming the Okimta that the person ate a Kzayis?
A what?
Meaning, are you going to be showing that a woman who's chayv to the bottom can be motzi at the raisa or not?
Can be motzi. I don't know. Let me take a look again. Only argues on cut.
It's not that the problem with Yudim is because it argues on the Bali, because it doesn't ask the question. It's not Bali by the problem with Tasha. It just says that's Nika. There's no problem with Tasha.
There's no problem with what?
Nasha. The Gemara says, it's Nika by Nasha and Abad. It's only cut in the joke of the problem. But the Bali says it's Nasha and the problem.
Seems like that. Shalmi holds also that the Baal ate only a Kizayas.
So why is
he
really
in Shalmi
though? The Baal is just as good, all that too.
Why the Balamar brings in the Yishalmi?
Yeah.
I think for cut.
It's not nothing,
the Balamar, you know? That's the Brahmastra, so he's going to get to here. Because we started this with Shoshu. And also, you have to assume that the Yishalmi was saying that Yotimta without mentioning it. Well, the Yishalmi says Nick without mentioning the fact that it's only Nick if you say the Yotimta.
So what? So you know what?
And it seems from the Yerushalmi that it says that when the Baal the Amorite Brayz, it said Nashim is a problem, so you need to give him a kinta of Kizayas.
Right.
But when the Yerushalmi saw the Brayz, it said Nika, there's no problem with Nashim.
Because they don't know me.
Well, that's only because of Katan he says on Amorite.
Maybe it means by all of them.
Well, that's what it happened. But the Yerushalmi, it might be the case, but the Yerushalmi wouldn't be Baal by Nashim. It says Nika, Nashim, and Avadim. But Katan, how does it work? Because a Katan is only using Kinnah.
But it could be that it held Nashim, it held the Dava Pashit. Just give me a second. Unless what he's trying to say is that the Yishalmi holds that Nashim Adaraisa. That's why the only problem was cotton.
Why
is he bringing
the Yishalmi altogether?
What?
Why is he bringing the
Yishalmi altogether then? Because he wants to show you. It's my Chloe, the Bavli, the Bayad Loishita. Yishalmi holds that it's Nashim is Chayos Midaraisa.
And it's impossible to say in Shvara that Nashim Dilapan would be Motzi a Nashim Dilaisa.
No. That's not possible. But that's probably why I brought it in, now that you mention it. Because Yishalmi seems to be, like you said, Yishalmi seems to be puzzled only by cotton. But Nashim is good. Nashim Nicha. Nicha Isha Mevarechas Labayla. Evet Mevarech L'Rabo. And Evet is Dina Ki Isha. So that's what he's trying to bring in. That the Yishalmi held that Nashim is Nashim Achayavas Midaraisa. That's what he's trying to bring in. Okay, it's good. Very good. So now he goes on, right? Yes.
I don't know if you want to take it. The first one, the Yishalmi seems to say it either way. I don't know if you, I mean, there are flam, I don't know if you want to take them now, but he seems to say that.
The what?
That Nashim,
That a drabonic and motzi is a raisa? That's a very difficult
it's the looking at the Yerushalmi on Sukkah. So the Korban Eda says that Ish mevarches lebala, there is a mazon. Parak neka Ish mevarches lebala, sh'af pin bebirkas hamazon midi rabbanan mekulam.
What's that again?
The Korban Eda says that women, it's neka for women because they are bebirkas hamazon midi rabbanan mekulam. Unless you want to say it's assuming the Okimpia is talking only about the Rabbanan, then the Yerushalmi never bothers to mention that.
No, why can't you say that they hold that Nashmachar is Midaraisa?
I'm saying because the Korban Eid and the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi going the other way. So I'm saying
okay, going the other way.
Okay.
Because the Ramban says that if you're going to say, what does Ramban say in the Balamoris Pshat? That Sheklal God Lamer Kol Sheinu Mechuy B'Dovar Ein Motzis Rabbi Dechavasan V'Olav Chumra De Rabbanu Ela Nulso De Taima He Midaraisa He Ein Motzin Ein Motzin Min Apata Ela Chiyuv. Ramban says in Milsa the Svara, and you can't argue on it. So I don't think he's yelled as Yisham and holds otherwise. And take a look at our Sogas arriving. That, what is arriving going on?
Is it going on in
Valmore,
the beginning?
Valmore.
Nashim
Devar Samazim, Faibul Echita. I gotta get a bigger Gemara. Yeah. Let's finish off the Valmore. That would be the Ramban says that's an impossibility. I'm sorry to say that. That is Rabban Kamotzi Duraisim. So I don't think it lends you Shami that way. But, anyways, let's finish off the Balamar. Where is he at?
The
Gavra
Demachuyiv Midaraisa.
Yeah, the Gavra Demachuyiv Midaraisa. Go ahead.
Birchas Hamazon. Afal Gav Lo Ochal El Shira Darabonon. Makat Kulman Da Ochal Shira Daraisa. The Shimon Mishata. The Avi Way Kasa Da Fama. The Torah Kul Yana Da Havera.
Below Diktuk Vitzimtum. What is that?
What do you mean, how is that possible?
Masha Docha Balamor, the Manda Machayev Midaraisa, the Birchas Hamaz, not Gavdol Ochel Dogen El Shiur de Rabbanon, Mapik Lamandoch El Shiur de Raisa, Divrei Havoyim. Nonsense. Shekwal God Lamru, Kol Shane Machuy.
Right.
That's the Ramban. That's why I say you can't learn the Shema that way. But the Ramban is right. I mean, how could you say such a thing?
Ready?
Yes.
Are you learning when the Balamor says Dehu Achila Sheish Bosvia Blodikud with symptom? Is that going on the Kizayas, or is that talking about the Shir Daraisa?
Not clear, man.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like that would be on the Shir Daraisa.
He's on
phone,
he doesn't care about how much.
I mean, that Tzviya is, there's no Shir to Tzviya, it's just a certain quality of a person.
What does it sound like to you?
It sounds like that last sentence is talking about the Shir Daraisa. That there's no, since it's Tzviya, there is no, you can't really put a Shir on Tzviya, a quantitative Shir, it's a certain quality of the Gavra.
Right, so therefore?
So therefore, that's below Dictif but Simpson. I mean, I don't know how it works out in terms of his whole idea, how Kazayas will fit that. But he's saying that it's not, you can't, in terms of the Derisa, it's not a...
But what does that help you? What's the point?
That's a good question.
The only thing I can think of in the Balamor is like this. You know what you want to say? Go ahead.
I don't know. I just was in terms of the read. I was trying to figure out the read.
What were you trying to say, Hal?
I was saying that Midiraisa, it's like an amorphous structure.
Amorphous. Okay. So good.
Right.
Therefore, so. So what? So certainly not a Kizayas, because Kizayas is morphous.
Right.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean. But Midrash Rabbanan, they could give a structure to that. They can give a tsura. I mean, they could structure it and give you a kim. Can they give you kim deraisa?
What?
Meaning you say that there it is excise. Excise is Rabbanan. But it's only, but the Derabanan, it works in terms of giving a structure to the Deraisa.
How does it give a structure to the Deraisa? The Deraisa has no structure in its sphere. And what does that help you? I mean, the Derabanan can come along and give a structure to the Deraisa?
Ready?
Yeah.
Try just one step, like, I don't know what that, just like one step in how to Kiyu, Achaldov, Shir Deraisa?
Yeah, what does that mean?
That maybe you could say that really there's really two ideas in Svia. There's like a nutritional Svia where the guy is filled up, like he's satiated like nutritionally.
Yeah.
Like exact type. There's also like an idea like a state of Svia in a guy, which like includes a certain like psychological component. And like that means like he's just gonna eat as much as he wants. And that's like when the Balamor says like below dick of Simpson, like that's like that psychological element. It's like he eats until like he wants to stop eating. So really, there's those two components there, and the Raisa, the Shir for Svia, is the full expression of Svia. We have both of those components.
Okay.
But Kizayas is the amount where you're nutritionally satisfied. I mean, once you have a Kizayas, you may not have that eating of Svia where it's like psychologically satisfying, but nutritionally, you hit that point. So then maybe with Rabbanon, they said as long as you have that nutritional component of Svia, namely eating a Kizayas, it suffices. So in that sense, it's ki'ilu achal deraisa because it's sviya as well. It's just the lack of form of sviya.
But you see, on Yom Kippurim, you're not chayav on a kesayis. You're chayav on a kosevis. Because kesayis doesn't satisfy you.
Right? Can you say, just going back to it, that the deraisa is amorphous, right?
Right.
But now, when you eat a kesayis, right? I mean, in order to get to sviya, you definitely have to have a kesayis.
Yeah.
So now, in terms of so the deraisa will definitely include an achilas kezias.
Okay.
Right. So now, as an ochel, when you eat a kezias midrabanan, right? You definitely midraisa is going to be will register in terms of that achila.
Yeah. Okay, so?
So now as a gavra of an ochel, he's a gavra of an ochel midaraisa.
Gavra of an ochel midaraisa. Yeah, that's true, but that's not, but b'pirchus mazon requires more than an ochel. Requires sphere.
Right.
How does he say that a guy that, that's the Ramban's question. How could he possibly say that, Kivan Dachla Manda Machliv Midaraisa, Kilo Achel Shir Daraisa?
Right.
Since he's Machliv Midaraisa, it's as if he ate a Shir Daraisa.
It's not mufka midaraisa. It's not mufka from the deraisa.
It's not a shear. He's lacking the shear chiyuva. Why does it help that he's mechuyev midaraisa? But he didn't do what he has to do midaraisa.
No, but let's say a kezias filled the guy up, right?
Let's say the kezias filled the guy up.
He be chayev midaraisa, right?
Yeah.
So now you can't say that this derabanan is totally removed from the deraisa system.
Yeah, but a kazayas doesn't fill a guy up. I mean, that's a fact. You mean this guy happened to be filled up by a kazayas?
No, I'm not saying that's a fact. I'm saying, but had theoretically that could happen, and he'd be chayev.
So what? He admits he's not, because it's kivin ochel man machayev midaraisa, kilu ochel shiur deraisa. Who are chiyuv sheyesh bo sviya below dikta v'tzimtzum. Asma from what he's saying that the ikir is the shem achila, but the shem achila can emerge through two ways, either through a condition of sviya, or else through a dikta v'tzimtzum of kezias. So the chachamim. What the Chacham did was, they said, the Torah says the Shem Achila emerges through Sviya. But they gave the alternative Shem Achila, really is V'achalta. It's not because the Sviya is the Mechayev and the Bracha, it's the Achila. But the Achila is characterized amorphously by Sviya. But the Chacham, what they did was, they created a Shem Achila through dikta v'tzimtzum.
Right.
That's what's mashman the balamor. That's what's mashman the balamor. So that's why he says that the person, but it still doesn't answer the question, because it's still going to be a derabanan.
Right.
I mean, what type of shema chila is that? Dikta v'tzimtzum?
What?
What type of shema chila is that? By dikta v'tzimtzum?
It's what? Which one?
Like the idea of a Shem
Achila,
what's that idea?
It's a Shem Achila that emerges through a certain quantity, because Kezias is Achila.
Maybe I'm not
clear
what Dikta
Pitsimtum is referring to. What? Maybe I'm not clear. What does Dikta Pitsimtum refer to?
You hit like a certain
Shia,
that's all it means?
In other words, there's an objective Shem Achila that emerges from the size of the thing, like in Kol Tarakula. If you ate a Kezias Chazer, or if you ate a Kezias Matzah, that Shem Achila emerges through Diktuk V'tzimtzum. That's one type of Achila. But then there's another type of Achila which emerges from the effect that it has on the human stomach, of Sviya. So the Torah really, it's not that the Torah gave an Achila That's amorphous. Shem achila derives from svia, but it really is yochalta that's the machayev. So the Chacham came along and they said that if it has a shem achila from dikduk and tzimtzum, that you're also chayev. And they added another shem achila.
Still what it sounds like, but it still doesn't help you.
Still doesn't help you. The only thing that you could think of is like this, that it wouldn't help you in terms of being motzi. But maybe maybe it means like this. Just give me a second. What did Yanai hold? Yanai held that really he's Mavarech because of the Tziruf. As long as he's Mitzuruf, he could be Mavarech. He could be the Mavarech. He could be the Mavarech. So what's the advantage? So he held, so the Gemara held, that that's only true if you ate a Kazayas Dagon. Then you could be Maturif. Because it has a Din Achila, it has a Shem Achila. And the Torah really also has a Shem Achila. The only thing is, it's a different Shem Achila. It's a Shem Achila mit Rabban.
I mean, how's it Ki'u Achol Shur D'Raisa?
How's it Ki'u Achol Shur D'Raisa? In Shem, it's Mechayev Medaraisa. In Shem. In other words, it's a Shem Achila because of Dikduk V'Tzimtzum. So it has a Shem Achila. So the Chachamim gave it a Shem Achila, and they said that the Torah is Mechayev you when you have this Shem Achila as well. They introduced a new Shem Achila. So that's enough to be Mitzarefim to the group.
Yeah, but he says Mapik.
You said he wouldn't work by Shemel Jonah?
Mapik, he means what? It means two people, or it means Mapik means the group?
I mean, he sounded a god with him, the race of Rifs and Mazel, and Afogav de lo achal el shiur de rabon, and mapik laman de achal shiur de race. Kishim b'shetach, da yavi le kas de chama. I mean, it sounds like one guy.
But it says kishim b'shetach.
But up until now, he's talking about one person being yotzi another.
What's that?
The whole time, he was talking about one person being yotzi another. Not
Zima. He's not talking about Zima. That's what he was discussing until this point. That's correct. Right. Tough one. I mean, the only thing you can see from him is that he holds that it's achila, that the Torah is machayev in a shem achila. But the shem achila that emerges through the method midaraisa is svia. But midrabanan, the shem achila emerges through diktuk v'tzimtzum. But why does that bring you any closer? It's still the Rabbanan.
Maybe you say like this, that the midaraisa, right, it's really it's an achila, right? But it's a certain quality of achila. That's svia, right? Below diktuk v'tzimtzum, right?
Right.
But logically that means that first you're in achila, right?
Right.
So now, and then we just have to add on a certain mass, whatever that brings you to that state, right? So midrabanan, midrabanan, they're just saying, you just need to be the ocha, meaning that kizayis makes you an ocha.
Right.
So you don't, if you can forget about the rest, the svia, because the major, the ikur is really the shem achila.
Ikur is shem achila.
The deraisa structure is really an ochel that's sovea.
Right.
With the quality of sphere. But that quality of sphere is like an accident. So as long as you have since kizayis makes you a shem ochel, it gives you a shem ochel.
Kizayis, yeah.
So now you really have the essential deraisa structure.
Right.
So it's ki'il achol shira deraisa in terms of being an ocha.
So therefore, he could be most to somebody. That's the thing. How do you go past that line?
Right.
Now, let's say we say like the Rav, that it means that there's a kiyum deraisa, because it's a shem achila. Would that help us?
Do you even need to say what the bottom word is saying according to that?
What?
It seems like you wouldn't even need the bottom word once you say that.
Bottom word doesn't say that.
As with all the dictative consensus, I mean, as long as you have kazayas, you can produce a kazayas for a custom motion, that's it. Because it's my shakira about me.
Yep. Yes, total. All right, maybe think about it a little bit until tomorrow. Then tomorrow maybe we'll take the Tesis on Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph and look at the Tesis of Rush. That has to do with our Tesis, very our Tesis. And then I think Tesis brings in the Trey Drabanans.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rav has a pshat on the trade rabbanim. I don't know. I have it in my notes. I don't know if Shurkin has it in the sefer. Could be. Check around.
You
need that? Oh yeah, right. I forgot about that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Do that first, Rabbi.
Yeah, I'll do that first.
I mean, from the Balamor's Lashon is very strange, because the Lashon of the Balamor is that Gavr de Mochliv Medarais of Birch Zamazin, Afal Gav de Lo Ochel El Shir de Rabbanon, Mapik Laman Doch El Shir de Rais, Kishim Ben Shetach, the Yovle Kasar de Chamra. So that's his Raya. But that's not Shir de Rabbanon. Ubarach. Liana Vachavera, Vavgav, then he says, Vavgav Lesel, Chusakavase. It's mashma that he would have proven his point right there. But what kind of a point does he prove it up to there? Up there is not Shir Darban altogether.
It's wine.
Why? It's just wine.
You should have said, then hold your chayef to banish.
Right. Nobody else that. No. I think what he means is like this. What he means is, Kishimen ben Shetach means like the case of Shimon ben Shetach. In other words, not where you have one person being motzi another person, but like the case of Shimon ben Shetach. What's the case of Shimon ben Shetach? The case of Shimon ben Shetach is that they're all olal minyan. In other words, if you drink yayin, so you're mitzuref, so you're olal minyan. So an olal minyan could be mevarach. As long as the person is olal minyan, he could be mevarach. Okay? That's what it means, Kishim ben Shetach. Kishim ben Shetach means like Birkas HaZimun, where you're olal minyan. In that case, the deraisa, you can be mapik of deraisa, even though you only had a shir derban. That's what it means, Kishim ben Shetach. That's why it says, Vavgat lesilchus kavasei, but that's only with regard to yayin. But with regard to what? With regard to Kizayas Dagon, that'll work. Why? Because there we say, the Kivan Da'achla, Kamanda Machayev Medaraisa. What's the lesson? Mikomakom, Kizayas Shir Rabbanu, the Kivan Da'achla, Manda Machayev Medaraisa, Kilachl Shir Deraisa. Tu Achilish Yesh Bo Sviya, below Dikta Vitzimtzim. Okay? Right. So what he means is like this. What he means is that you can be motzi a deraisa in the case of Shimon ben Shetach, where they're olal minyan, and you could be mevarach mit deraisa because you're an olal minyan. Okay? But the only thing is that the law is not like Shimon ben Shetach benageya to the tziruf of yayin, but benageya to the tziruf of dagon, it does work. Why? Because dagon is really a drabbanon, but the drabbanon are really being kaveya shem deraisa. In other words, they're saying the Sviya Midarai, the Achila Midarai, really is the essence of Achila, not Sviya. But the Achila Midarai is Achila, which has the characteristics of Sviya. Okay? And the Chacham came along, and they created a Din Achila, B'diktiku B'tzimtzum. That the Shir of Kizayas creates the Shem Achila. So the Shem Achila, they, in other words, what they did was they extended the Shem Achila from Sviya, to Dictic Vitzimtzum. So since the Shem is a Shem Achila Midaraisa, so that's why he's Mitzuref. That's why he's Mitzuref. That's what he means. That's what he means. Okay? Yeah. Because the Chachom Makaveh, in other words, what the Chachom did was they simply added the Shem Achila. They added a new Shem. The Torah says Vachalta. So Vachalta in the Torah means an Achila, Shem, Dictic Vitzimtzum. It means it has the characteristic of Sviya. They came along and they said, as long as the unit is a Kizayis, it has a Shem Achila. So they gave the Shem Achila, they extended the Shem Achila Midaraisa. They extended the Shem Achila Midaraisa. It's not like a new Drabbanan. It's not like a new Drabbanan. It's just like, for instance, Birchas Kriyashma. So they extended the Kriya Shema midrabanan. That's why Sufik, if he's Sufik Kara Sashma, Sufik Lo Kara Sashma, Chazer Kara and Bir Chazel. Right? Why? Because they extended the Shem Kriya Shema midrabanan. So over here also, they extended the Shem of Achila midrabanan. So since he's Mitzuref in that manner, he's mitzuref in that mitzvah. Allah is not like Shem ben Shetach, that as long as he's mitzuref in his old dominion, but it needs a better tziruf. What tziruf does it need? It needs a tziruf that the Shem Achilam, that the Rabbanim created, extended the Shem Achilam at Araisa. So since it has a Shem Achilam at Araisa, so now he's mitzuref, so he could be motzi at Araisa because he's old dominion. That's what he means.
They didn't reject the concept of being Olaminyan, just a question of what the...
That's correct. That's why he says Kishimim ben Shetach. He means like in that case. That's what he means. Not in the case where you have two people, one is motzi the other. He meant in the case like by Shimon ben Shetach, you'll have a Heichi Timtza where a Durabana can be motzi the Raisa. That's what he means. Fits nicely. The Racham created Chalei Shem Midaraisa. Because they extended the deraisa. So that Chal Hashem the Rabbanon is Torah. And that's why that's the Mitzaref. Do you know? You understand what I mean? In In other words, the Chachamim created the Din Torah Midrabbana is the Mitzaref, because the Halacha, the Chacham gave it a definition. So they defined it as Kezias, as a Kezias as being a Shem Achila Deraisa. So it's true, it's Midrabbanan, but the Halachic definition Midrabbanan is that it's a Deraisa. So it's a Shem Deraisa, in the Lumdus of the Drabbanan, there's a Shem Deraisa. And that Shem Deraisa is Mitzaref, because that's Limud.
And that's Siruf is necessary for him to be the Mavarach.
And that Siruf is necessary for him to be the Mavarach.
Yeah, the other one's also the Mitzaref.
Right. No, that doesn't suffice. It just makes him that just makes him Ola Minyan. It's a different tziruf. There's a tziruf of Ola Minyan, which would be Shechar, Kasa de Chavra. That would just help him to be Ola Minyan. But to be a Mavarech, he has to have a greater tziruf. A tziruf in their Achila, Mamash. And that tziruf can take place through a Chalei Shem Drabanan. In other words, a Chalei Shem Drabanan, they're saying it's a Deraisa. So that is Torah. That's Torah. So the Torah recognized that. So that shame is a shame deraisa. That's like the Rav said, if you learn Megillah, you learn you have Mitzvah same deraisa. So the Torah, the shame that they created is a shame deraisa. So that shame is Mitzaref.
All right, so we got stuck in the Rabbeinu Yonah here. Rabbeinu Yonah wants to answer the same question all the Rishonim are bothered with. It's found in two places. One place is in third parak, right? Here's the sticky part. Now, the Rabbanan Shichu Shlolavarach Bechasanenin below Anah. What is he talking about? Bechasanenin, not Bechasamaz. Bechasanenin is a reference to Bechasanenin in general. So, what do you mean, the Rabbanan Shichu Shlolavarach Bechasanenin below Anah? Bechasanenin, Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Tesem Aleph, that kol habrachos kulan af pishein she yotza motzi chus mi brachos alechon brachos ayin shem lo yotza motzi yotza ain motzi. It has nothing to do with achila. It has to do with there's no arvus over there. There's simply no arvus. And so what does it mean to abundant shechush lo levarich brachos anan below ana? I mean, what does it mean? Pasha, what does it mean? also, why can't he be motzi if he was motzi ready? Why can't he be motzi? Let him just eat. Let him eat. Why is that when he was yotzei, he can't be motzi? Okay. So we don't understand what his answer is. Yeah, there's another place Another Rabbeinu Yonah, Eretz Tzvi, on Maisa with Yana HaMelech. It's on the Amad Ham of Bezit, right?
Yeah.
Amad Ham of Bahod Amrinin, Bahotzi Rab Mide Chavos and Enamotzi Achecho Kazayas Dogon, Kashwe Bahagzal, Eich F. Shalomar, Shemichocho Kazayas Bovad, Yotzi Sarab Mide Chavosan. Alomina Torah, Nechayev Lavor, Hachecho Kide Svia, Ultimus Vataverachta. Eich Potam, Mishocho Kazayas Bovad, Shinchiv Omerabon, Mishocho Kide Svia, Shivina Torah, Lost Jabon, Mavidarisa. מתוך כך אמר שאין המוצי מי שאוכל כזייס אלא לחרם כמוסו שאין כיוונו מרבן שחייב מהתר אין המוצי חיין דעת רמב״ם זו רבני יצחק הזוקי מתארץ ואומר שאפילו למי שחייב מן התורה אמרו שם מוצי ותאימד המוסמנה שמן הדין הויו שאפילו מי שאינו אוכל כלל יפתור עשו החרם כל יסול הרבן זה לזה אלא שפירקס הננין איני יוכל לבורך עד שיינה. פירס משמי means פירקס הננין, he means not clear, פירקס הננין usually means the ברכה לפונאו. איזה זה חבישה אנשי שם אסכס. זה חבישה אנשי שם. Tema, Shane's a bracha, Shane's a bracha sanana. The acha sha'ochal, mitzvah se levorech, below mikri bracha sanana, rak bracha rishona. Fisha biyodo li potter mimeno, delo yocho, delo lecho, below livrach. It's pashtus that you don't say brichas anenin, you don't compare brichas anenin. Don't call it brichas anenin when you chayiv mitaraisa. Brichas anenin is a chiyuv drabanan. So what does it got to do with it? So he also doesn't understand the Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, the time of Milsa, Shemin Adin Ayav Shemishin Ocho Klau, Yiftos Acheim Kof Rebim Zozel, Shebrichas Anenin, Ein Yachol Avorach Hashiyah. ובכאן סובר שכיוון שננה ונצחייב בברבנן פוטר עשו החרם אפילו אוכלו כדי סובר ביתם זה כל השאול הרבן זה לזה yeah so I want to say a pshat not everybody agrees with it but I think it's the only pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah that the lashon is you have to stretch the lashon here the lashon is a little bit mgumgum. So we'll go back to the first one. The first one means is like this. The means is like this. Tirtz ben Yitzchak Zal, the law, tell me, Mishum de'ish, Alpha Pishla Ocho Klum, and Adin Oyesh Yifter Achem Dachu Kosh Oreb, and what was that? Ela de Rabbanon Hetzichu. He's going back, Rabbanon Hetzichu, to eat a Kisnei's Dachu. Shelo levorech birkas anenin lo hano. In order that he shouldn't come to you to make a birkas anenin without hano, a bracha lefanel. Because people make a mistake. They'll think that birkas amazon is a birkas anenin laachar achila. So they'll equate the two. So they'll think that in birkas anenin you could be mostly without achila, and you really can't because you need. There's no arvus. And in the case of Birkas Hanenin, he can't be motzi anybody when he's not ochel, because there's no arvus. Ulefichoch kishaochel kizayis and it's chayev levarich alav afal pishlon is chayev chiv min haTorah. Therefore, when he's a kizayis and he was chayev levarich. Even though it wasn't a schayev achiv min haTorah, Motzius Achim Sha'ach Kidei Sviya Sha'orevu Avuram Olav Lahotziin La'atzilei min ha'ovam V'lifter Rosam min ha'mitzvos. So he says, but now that he eats a Yerik Zayis. So he ate an Achila, which is Machayeves, and Bechas Amazon. So no one's going to make a mistake and think that that you could make a Bracha Lefanela without eating that which is Machayev, you Bracha Lefanela, which is Hanah. That people will make a mistake and they'll think, just like Berchus Amazon, which is Berchus Anen and Lachareha, you don't have to be an Ochel. So too, Berchus Anen Lafoneha, you don't have to be an Ochel. You don't have to eat that which is Machayim Machrach. And therefore, they'll do without Achila, and there is harvest. Because I, in order to satisfy that takana. Why is he really motzi? He's really motzi midinarvos, because his chayev bavuram v'olav lo tzim in a oven v'lifter or some in a mitzvah. Yeah, that's like we said. If you remember, we said that what's the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis, and the Riyah Zakein is the whole by Tesis that. That Arvus works by Berchus Amazon. Why does Rashi hold Arvus doesn't work by Berchus Amazon? So he said, the question is, how do you define Arvus? If you define Arvus as what's on mitzvah, so it's chum.
You're going in and out.
What?
You're going in and out.
It's going in and out? Okay, how's now?
Now it's better.
Okay. So we define the Machlekes Tesis and Rashi by Arvus, whether there's Arvus by Berchus Amazon. So we defined it as follows. That if you say the chovas arvus is chal on the mitzvah, in other words, the chovas on mitzvah brings with it arvus. So I'm chayv in the mitzvah, and I have a responsibility to my chavar to in the mitzvah. So then it comes with a mitzvah shel chova. But birchas amazon, there's no chiyuv, because you don't have to eat. So then birchas amazon would not involve arvus. But if you say that arvus is simply responsibility, that I have to be matzel my chaver from avera, so then once he was neschayev and birchas amazon, so have the responsibility kicks in. That's the way. That's exactly the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says she'orehu bavuram v'olav latzilei min ha'avon the lifter of some min ha'mitzvahs. That's the eschayvus. The eschayvus is on the gavra. It's not a eschayvus that came with the kabbalas on mitzvahs, because then it would only be mitzvahs chiyuvus. Then okay, now let's take the Rabbeinu Yonah on lamed hayam beis, and I think also we could fit in the pshat. Of course, he says like this: shafilu mi shechayv min haTorah min shemotzi the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zaken mitaris. But in Birkas Hanenim, he can't be Mavarach until he's Nene. So therefore, they'll make a mistake. And he'll confuse this with Birchas Hanenin, and he'll think just like over here, you don't have to eat, so Birchas Hanenin, you don't have to eat. And over there, there's Arvus, but there really is no Arvus over there. So he says, Bekan Sova. But the Lashon Bekan Sova is very good. Bekan Sova, over here, he's going to think, Shekivan Shenene, Beneschayev Bebracha, Mirabonon, Poter Sacherim. That he's going to think that since he was Nen and he was Neschayev Bebracha, so he's able to pata others, because he has to be Neschayev and a Chefta Shel Bracha. How come he could be Mo to them even if they ate Kedei Sviya, because of Mitam, the Kodesh Ola Raven Zeloza. So he'll satisfy both. And if Pirkas Anenin, you have to eat enough to be mechayev in the bracha and the chalaisim bracha, and then plus he did that, so that satisfies Allah of Birkas Hanenin. But in terms of why he could be motzi a chi of the raisa, that's because of arus. But in a Birkas HaNenin, there's no such thing as a Birkas HaNenin without it, without being Nana. That's what I mean. So the Takana, that, and so it won't make it, will never make a mistake and think that by Birkas HaNenin, which is Bracha Lefaneha, that you could be Mavarach and be Motzi without being Nana. Because over here, you see that you must be a Nana. You must be Chayiv in the Bracha. Must do an act which is mechayev in the bracha, and I, how could he be motzi at the raisa? That's me dinarvus. That's me dinarvus. Birkas anenin, chayev be anena in order to mevarach a birkas anenin. Otherwise, it doesn't have a shame birkas anenin. Okay. So the lashon you have to stretch a little bit. We admit. But we found an interesting corroboration to this shot. I took a look at my Sefer Bracha Mishaleshes, which I think has even a better girsa in the here in the I'm sorry, in the Shita Mekabetzes. Shita Mekabetzes.
It's three or four Rishonim.
Has even a better girsa. As you know, better gears. It's in Brachas Tav Zayin Yovu Leikas Achrinu Uvarach. That's Tav Chavava Maralef in the Bishitim Kabetzes. Famrinin de Lagami Dovit. Klam of Lahod Lochver. Damar Abchiba Rabba. Otsram Nechavas Nachiyoch Zayis Dog. The time of the Mandacho Kuzayis. Shir the Rabbanah Mapikla Mandacho Vasava. The Medina Afilu Lahocho. The Medina Afilu Lahocho Klam Mandacho Shir the Arizer. Avalei kibirkas hamitzvos. Dafki shiotzamotzi. Yigan kiddush hayom. Ela. Shim the birchas hamozen dam yulok tzas le birchas hanenin. Here he says it openly. Da'as yabosar achila. Because it comes after achila, so it's domek tzas le birchas hanenin. Asa ur rabbanon kibirkas hanenin. Lememra de be'inin sheyena. So the Chachon made it like birchas hanenin to say that you need that he should be nana. Misham hachi, misha ochel shiur the rabbanon, motzi leman dochel shiur the raisa, vushayim mavarach barach yuva. Okay? So he says it openly. That's far. So you find in another Rishon the same exact svara, and the Rabbeinu Yona makes sense though. The lashon is a little bit megumgum. It would have been better if he would have put in, like we said yesterday, if he's based on Menalef, he would have put in Rabbon Tzvichu Kadesh Lelevarech. Kadesh Lelevarech Bechson Anim Belohana. But sometimes Lashon is not exactly straight. He showed Lashon in the end of the end of the Hasagas Arrived. And that's what's right, but it's a mistake where it says they ain't near in Dvarav. Because on the contrary, all that is near in Dvarav. The ain't near in Dvarav has to be removed, and it should say instead, Masha Kosavu did Rehevel Urusurach. That's the new ones, they corrected it. So you can't be bound sometimes by the exact Lushan. Lushan can get into Magulim sometimes. But here you have a Shita Mekabetzis that corroborates the idea clearly. Okay, how does he end off? He says, "V'hainu svar der Roshim ben Shetach, the kol shen nena v'nitzar v'adayu mapik lehu, mamelo yotze yidei bracha achrona, me'ahu kaso deshaso, the birkas shalosh poteres me'ein gimel, diayin." Zonu the kirekasivna le'il. Aminin la'olam ena mapik achrina below kazayis dogan. So, what is he saying? How is he explaining shen ben Shetach? Shim ben Shetach holds the same way. And he holds that the Chachamim made a takana, that in, when it comes to Birkas HaNenin, that you have to nene in a way that's machayev you in the bracha. Shim ben Shetach held that he was a nene. He's a nene benageya to bracha chasmein shalosh. But he's not a nana benegeya to birchas azimun. The answer is because The hashta, the birka shalos proteres main gimel, the yayin, the midi the mizono kiraksiv nalil. So berachas amazon potters yayin. So he learned that since it potters yayin, so therefore he satisfies the takana. That he satisfies the takana, and he's not being a mavarech birkas anena without being a nena, because the birkas hamazon potters the main shalosh. So we hold that it's no good. So what's the machlekes? According to him, what's the machlekes between? Shim ben Shetach and between how we hold Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, let's think about it a minute. How would you define them? Yeah.
Maybe the question: did they say that you have to actually be a mechuyav b'davar in order to be motziyim? Just like by Berachas Anan, you have to be mechuyav. Or you say that it's just that they said that the Berachas Hamazon has to function for you. Because it can't just be Arbus, but it has to function for you as well. So then it'll function for you even if it's even if you had a Yayin.
Oh, yeah, the Arbus, they're not worried about the Arbus. They're worried people don't know the difference in Arbus between before and after. That's what they're worried about.
Right, but as long as it's functioning for you, they'll say about Berachas Hamazon also. Because they're not gonna make a mistake because it's functioning for you.
Right. In other words, Shimon ben Shetach held that they should think that they should know that it's a bracha levatola, not an nena. It's a bracha levatola. But as he held that as long as it's not a bracha levatola, because there's a kiyum, and that birchas mazon potters the birchas hayayin. The Shias Hayayin, so the bracha is functioning in terms of Hanoah. So therefore, it won't make the mistake because they'll see that that you can't just make a Birkas Hanenin that doesn't function, otherwise it's Levatola. Over here it functions to Pater. So they won't make the mistake. In other words, what's the mistake they'll make? They'll think you can make a Birkas Hanenin without being a Nena. So over here, so they want to know, no, if you do that, that's a bracha levatola. So over here, they won't think it's a bracha levatola. Why? Because the birkas hamazon functions to pater the birkas hayayin, the main shalosh. So it's not levatola, it's functioning. Why does it be a kind of this?
Sorry. I understand that, but this is what the Birkas wasn't what's on water all size. So why are you talking
to me? The other side is that halachically they set up that you have to be a mechuyah of the davar. Like that structure has to replicate like Birkas Anana. The reason is they don't make a mistake, but halachically they said the benching has to model Berachas Hanan, and that you can only do it if you're mechuyav b'davar.
Now mechuyav Berachas Hamazon.
Right.
Shias Yayin is not mechayav in Berachas. So they set it up that you have to be a shoser way. Mechayev b'davar. You have to be a nene in a way that you're mechayev b'davar.
Just like by Berachas Hanan.
Just like by Berachas Hanan. A little further. And the question is, what did they do with Berachas Hamazon? Did they set it up by it as Berachas Hanan?
When
you
read that, you got cut off for a second.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is the phone. That I think we can say, well, maybe we'll sharper. That the question is, what did they do? Did they set up? Did they say Birchas Hamazon is equal to Birchas Hanenin, and it's all treated the same way? Comes under one takana. So then you understand that it must be treated the same way. That you must be higher than Birkas HaMazon.
Right.
Or did they say no, Birkas HaNenin is its own halacha? But they didn't want to be Mavarech Birkas HaMazon in a way that will confuse the people and they'll think that Birkas HaNenin also you could do without being that. So if it was just, in other words, they didn't give Birkas HaMazon a din of Birkas HaNenin and Shelefanela. They didn't put it in the same class. They just didn't want that people shouldn't make a mistake. They didn't want that people should make a mistake. So therefore, as long as there's a kiyum in the bracha, so people won't make a mistake. So the question is how they categorized it. Did they just leave Birkas HaNenin the way it was? Bracha Lefanel is different. But in Birkas HaMazon, in order they shouldn't make a mistake, so they made it, so you have to be a nana. That's what Shem Ben Shetach held. So once you're a nana, there's a kiyum in the bracha, so then there's no, then they wouldn't make a mistake. They wouldn't think you can make a Birkas HaNenin without being nana.
So why did he require yayin?
What?
Why did he require yayin? No, any bracha. You can have any anything which is a Birkas HaMazon function for.
I'm sorry.
Water, anything.
No, of course, water.
I mean, anything. The tomato juice.
No, he says, because that's be a kriyas that the Birkas HaMazon should pater. That's the whole question. Only because it's. It certainly wouldn't pat the Barna Fashas. Because by itself. Because pat the Barna Fashas is part of the Suda.
Right, no, but if you just drink a cup of water and you bench, you wouldn't.
I don't think so. I don't believe so. I mean, he makes a clear point out of that.
Right.
It shows Pathas Man Gimel, the Yayin, the Midi, the Mizono, who could
have considered. Right. So as long as I call, I could apply to it.
Right, well, nothing else would apply to it, right. So if you say that the reason is, In order to prevent the takala, that's the only thing you have to do. Shem Meshach was right, because by drinking yayin, he ate Birkas HaMazon Kiyum, and he prevented the takala. But if you say it's a halacha that they made the Birkas HaMazon in the same class, they unified it all, and they gave it all a din of Birkas HaNenin. So then it'll have to be just like Birkas HaNenin, that the bracha will have to be on something that's machayev in the bracha. And machayev in the bracha is kezayis dagan. That's what I think machayev is.
Right. Like halachically, it's smoother our way.
Right.
But his way is all that's necessary to avoid the problem.
That's right. Halachically, it's smoother our way because we say, that it's all the same. It's all in the same category. But apparently he didn't want to believe it's under the same category because he didn't like the idea that Birkas HaMazon should be categorized halachically as Birkas HaNenin.
Right.
In other words, just a separate thing, separate echitimtza of tos. It will be a gzera of tos.
Right.
You see why he would argue that way. I mean, it's a good point.
Yeah, okay, so we wanted to add something that we missed in the in going over the Tshuva Rambam. That when they asked him the question, Chachmei Lamil, so they said that they asked him the question on his halacha, on Perakei Halacha Tes Zayin, that Vamed Vamram Shiyasadei Chavas Mizman Shachul Lo Sofer Shein Chayim Varchum Devei Sofer Uficha Motziyin Osan Katan Oevet Awisha. We have Limachal Vesova Shuchayev Berkas HaMazon Beran Torah. Benishu ben katan oeve and emotzin asan. Shekol achayev the dov manatar emotzin asan de chavasan elo achayev abosa dov manatar kamasa. So the Chachmei Lamil asked the question, and there's two good sources in the Chachmei Lamil, but I think we could show which one is right. Maybe that's what confused us. Because I think the Kesef Mishnah's Gersh is right. That the Chachmei Lamil asked that Yoreinu Moreinu v'alo halacha revachasi Shelahotzias Rab Mide Chavasan ain Motzi Achi Yochla Kizayas Dogon. Viu Doraisa Motzi Yani Vachaverov. Shoach Lukidei Sviyah. So legame davishim ben shetach sheotzi bechem ben azayin ad kana shana, but kizayis dagan will be good. So the Rambam says tshuva tema gadol yesh bedivreichem. V'alo davizav beferishu beperik mishemeso. Amar leRavina leRava noshim chayavus bebrichas amazon deraisa adrabanan. And the Gemara says, "My enough Kamina, if it's the Raisa, so then they can motzi the Raisa. The Zarban, they can't motzi the Raisa. The Zain Bo Suffolk. Vodomar Chiyochel Kazayas Rafuki Zushochel Shorochlan. Alright, okay, so went through the answer. His answer went already. But what we skip, what we overlooked is the way he asked the question. The Rambam's response. The question he asked on the Chachma Lo, he says, "Tema Gadol Yesh B'Devrecha." What's the Tema Gadol? They're asking a good kasha. They're asking kasha. Ram Paskin is that the Jabon Ken Motzi the Raisa, and they're asking a question from the Shem Ben Shetach, where he only had a Kizayas Dagan, his Motzi Kidei Sviya. So what's the Tema Gadol? We just overlooked it. We didn't. Kind of like absorbed it, but it's a funny expression. It's not Tamil. So what we wanted to say when we looked at it again was that the Rambam really is teaching them methodology. What he's telling them is that this is an astounding thing in your question, because you're asking me a question that my psak is wrong, that as Rabbanu can't be mostly the Raisa. That's a tema gadol, because that's how, that, you know, this thing, it's halacha merevachas. The halacha merevachas is that it's rabbanan can be motzi the raisa. And the Rambam says that's ridiculous. That's a tema gadol. Why? Because the fact that it's rabbanan can be motzi the raisa is the whole sugi in the afchafim and beis, and that everybody agrees with. So now if you have a kasha from Shem ben Shetach, that's a good kasha. But you don't say that you don't overthrow the sugyan daf chafam abeis, where it's clear that as Rabbanan can't be motzi the raisa, because you don't understand the story of Shem ben Shetach. In other words, what he was telling them, it's a tema gadol yesh b'derechem. The way you analyzed it is a dvar tema, because he should have gone logically to the sugyan daf chafam abeis, where it's a davar pashut, Rabbanan can't be motzi the raisa. I should ben shetach yed because I is dog and I could motzi the raisa. That's where you should have addressed the question, but not to say that you overthrow the halacha based upon Shem ben Shetach. That's an incident which has to be understood. But that's what the Rambam's dvar tema. The Rambam's ear, his logical ear, didn't hear the question appropriately, in terms of to him the question was not appropriately placed. Okay, that's why it says Dvar Tami Agol Yesh B'Devrecha. And then he answered, then he gives the answer that by Shem Ben Shetach was a different story, because the Gemara is just excluding a different idea, that a Ol Laminyan can't be Mavarech, so it just uses Baruch Yuva, which is Kazayas Dogan. But yeah, we missed that point, the Dvar Tema, that fine point in the Rambam. See the way the Rambam heard a question. The question had to be properly placed. Okay.
Right. If they just said that...
If they just said we don't understand the Gemara Shem Ben Shetach, that would have been okay.
Right.
But the overthrowing is Halacha based on Shem Ben Shetach, he says that doesn't make any sense. You have another, that's an open Gemara. That's a bunch of Moshe Deraisa. So that's finished with. Now you don't understand the Gemara Shem Ben Shetach, so address your question over there.
Right.
But the way they address the question is the Vayat Tema. It does not logical. It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Yeah, so the question we're doing is Tesfus. What's Tesfus' answer on Tesfav and Meralef, Dira Masel, Rabbi Yudha Machshav HaKotin? The Yishlom and Hashayin Bechus and Mazen, Shechum Yisera, Yosem Deraisa, Lekal Niftar Mimena. Yeah. The Taisa Rush. You have Taisa Rush? Yeah, it's a little bit different Russian. You see, he adds something which I think is significant. The Yeshlomar, Taisa Rush says, the Shiny Gabi Birchsam Mazen, Shechumri Yisero Hima, Shechivu Yisrael Atzmon, Bekizayas Obekebetza, Kidamrin Lakam Peg Mishameso. Loas upon Israel. Hukuch bakal yachol katan latsiyah. Mashen came b'shoch yuvid rabbanan. So he's more explicit. You see, in other words, there are terms here. You see, but I think what Mendy mentions is an important thing. What's the machlokes? Because if Yehuda's machshav b'katan, and he bases it on the on that Gemara. He agrees with him. He bases it on that halacha that a katan can be motzi gadol by Yeshua Darban. Right? So what is the and the Chacham hold he can't. So what's the machlokes? So the machlokes, I think, is based upon what we said, the idea that we said all along, that how could a katan be chayiv anyways? Because since he's not in Los Osos, or Saki Machayev Midrabanim, he's not Chayev in Los Osos. So he doesn't have to listen to Rabanim. So as a Gavra of Bar Chayuva, he's not. But the Chachomen gave his Birchas HaMazon a din of Chefza. They gave him a din of Bar Chayuva, and they gave the Birchas HaMazon, Midrabanim. Hashem Birchas HaMazon. So that's why he could be Motzi. So mitzad the gavra, he can't be motzi. Mitzad the real gavra, but mitzad the din of the gavra, midrabanan, so he can be motzi. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Do you need a real gavra or not? Do you need a real gavra that's really chayav bedavar? See, in order to be motzi, right? So now Taisa says, what?
That's every girl.
And that's every bracha.
Every darbanan.
Then arguing just by Megillah, they're arguing on.
They're arguing by Megillah by every darbanan. Yeah. By every darbanan. Rabbi Yehuda will maintain that, Rabbi Yehuda is going to maintain that it's kasher b'katan because since the Chacham gave it a din, gave him a din of Bar Chayuva, even though you can't get the Gavra to be a real Bar Chayuva, but they gave him a din of Bar Chayuva, and they gave his bracha a din of Birchas HaMazon. So that's why you're Yotze. And the Chacham is saying no, because you need a real Bar Chayuva to be Motzi. So now Taisus is very good. But what Taisus is saying is, Taisus Kasha is, how could the Chacham disagree if you see that what? That a cotton can be Motzi of it. So he says, that what Taisus is like this, that over there was different. And that's why the Taisus Rush has added a few words. I mean, you can figure it out without the Taisa Rush, but it's nice to have the support. Basically, that was the minig that they were Machayev themselves, that minig. They were Machayev themselves on more than the Torah, more than the Raisa, on a Kazayas and a Kabetza. So it was a Chumri Yisera. So it was a Nihuv that they were Machayev themselves. So the Chachamim simply endorsed the Nihuv. It's not a real takanas chachamim that they were masakin that you have to be yotze chayav and birchas hamazon on kazayas and kabeza. They wanted to maintain because of Rabbi Avira. They wanted to maintain the nihug of Klal Yisrael. See, and that's why the Tzitz Rush mentions openly about the nihug, because nihug is important here. So for the nihug, which was a special takana. Because to maintain the nihug to show the godless of Klal Yisrael, so there they said the chefts is enough. As long as the gavra is defined as a bar chayuv, and the chefts is a chefts to show birchas hamazon, so then you could be yotze. For that nihug, they didn't require a gavra. You see, but that's only over there because that was a special thing in order to maintain the nihug, special takan to maintain the nihug. So as long as there's a chalashim of birchas hamazon. So it's enough to maintain the nihug. So if the gavra is a chalashim of a bar chayuva, and the birchas hamazon is a chalashim of birchas hamazon, so that's enough to maintain the nihug. So that's why it worked over there. That was a special case. But you can't prove from there that Rabbi Yehuda is right, because the chacham will maintain that was a special takana. And but in every other place where you need a motzi, so you have to have a real bar chayuva, and a katan is not a real bar chayuva mid rabban. The Lashon Taisa of Rashi is clear. He says because it's a chumri yisera he masha chivu Yisrael atzman bekezayis abekebetsa. Can I mean, come on? So he says, Hilkoch Bakal Yochel Katan Motzi, Mashiach came Mishoch Yivar Rabbanan, where you really need a Gavra to be Motzi. That's the difference. Okay? In other words, they wanted the Niyuk to remain, so they did enough to give it a Shem Bracha. So how do they give it a Shem Bracha? A Shem Bracha Yuvah, and a Shem Bracha is a Muslim. So they want the Niyuk to remain. But there really is no Chiyuv. They have to be Motzi. Okay, it's just maintaining the Niyuk.
What do you mean?
That's right. That's good. Now Moshe's adding is very good. That the chumra itself, like the Rav said, is a kiyum deraisa. But there's no bar chiyuva in the niyug. It's an optional niyug, voluntary niyug. So therefore, the way that they maintain the voluntary niyug is not that you have to be. They didn't make it into bar chiyuva. They just made it so that it's considered. It has a shame birchas on Muslim. As a Shem Birchas Mazon, that's all they had to do. So they gave him the Shem Barcha Yuvah and the Shem Birchas Mazon. That maintains the Niyuk. So the Trei Rabbanan. So it means like this. It means the Chachamim have the ability to take a Maisan Mitzvah, and the only difference between this Maisan Mitzvah and an ordinary Maisan Mitzvah is in this Maisan Mitzvah there's no Barcha Yuvah. So the Chachamim have a right to give it a Shem Bar Chiyuva. Okay? It's a regular mitzvah, but the Gavra is not a Bar Chiyuva. So the Chum has the right to say, this has a din of a Bar Chiyuva. Okay? But to do that on a Drabbanon, they have to create a different kind of Bar Chiyuva. They can't just say it's a Bar Chiyuva, because in order to be a Bar Chiyuva in a Drabbanon, you have to be a Bar Chiyuva Midaraisa. So they have to say that this Gavra is a Bar Chiyuva Midaraisa. Because otherwise, how could his action Midarabanan be Bar Chiyuva? I can't just say magically he's a Bar Chiyuva. There's an implication. There's a step missing here. In order to make him a Bar Chiyuva Midarabanan, you need another step. That he's a Bar Chiyuva Midaraisa. And that they didn't want to do. Because then they'd be making a Rabbanan like a Deraisa. Okay. In other words, they're saying Mirabban is Bachiv, just like they're saying Kizai is Dagan is Bachiv Mirabban. It's not Deraisa, it's Bachiv Mirabban. So they're saying he's a Bachiv, he has done a Bachiv Mirabban. But that they could do, because Los Sosa, so they can give him a din of Bachiv Mirabban. But they can't endow his mitzvahs to Rabbanon with the quality of Bachi, even unless they go a step further. And they say that he is like a deraisa.
He doesn't have the
Rabbanon. He doesn't have the
Rabbanon. You mean when he ate Kedei Sevilla?
I think the simplest way to see it is like this. That you have a mitzvah midaraisa, and this cutting is not a Bachi Yuva. So the Chachamim come along and say, midrabbanon, he's a Bachi Yuva. Does that make him chayev in all mitzvahs to Rabbanon? No. That's a whole different takana. That he's a gavra of a gadol. All we're saying is that Midrabbanon is a bar chiyuva, just like Midrabbanon you chayev in a kezayas. So it's a chov of Midrabbanon. The essence and the substance of the chov is Rabbanon. So over here too, by the cotton, he really did a mitzvah midaraisa. But he's patam and adavar. So the Chum say, no, he has a din of a Bar Chiyuva. Midrabbanon will give him a din of a Bar Chiyuva. You know, it's part of Midaraisa. This Maisa is considered, vis-a-vis this Maisa is considered a Bar Chiyuva. So that's one Drabbanon. Vis-a-vis this Maisa, we consider him a Bar Chiyuva. But that doesn't make Mechayev and Drabbanons.
Because that's a different...
That's a whole different thing. That means you have to define the Gavra of a Katan like a Gadol. Yeah. It's on each particular mitzvah. Which is a mitzvah midaraisa. So he's legabe those mitzvahs, he's a potman adavar. So they said, no, midrabbanon, we consider him a bar chiyuva. But that doesn't make him chayev in drabbanon.
They never said.
In order to make him chayev in drabbanon, he's got to do something else. You got to say he's a gavra of a gadol.
Midrabbanon.
That they didn't want to do because that doesn't make any sense. And said he's a gavra of a gadol midrabbanon. Okay? You see, let me explain it a little better. In other words, you have a tzuras ha-mitzvah midrabbanan.
The Chachamim can't just go directly to that source of mitzvah midrabban and say it's a bar chiyuva, because there's no mitzvah like that in the Torah. So they have to say that he's chayiv and los asur, and hence every tzuras hamitzvah is going to be chayiv. So they have to make him a gavur that's chayiv and kol tarakul like a regular gadol. Okay, but if you're dealing with a mitzvah that has a tzura already, and the only thing he doesn't have is the shem bar chiyuva attached, so they simply say he has a shem bar chiyuva.
And that's what they did by Ben-Shir.
That's what they did by when he eats kedei sviya, because he ate kedei sviya, so he's not a bar chiyuva. So Chum says bar chiyuva.
Why?
I don't know why. Why they wanted to do that? They wanted to make it as ma'aser
have
ma'aser
mitzvah. So that by any other double rises,
you can't just isolate the tzuras hamitzvah mit rabban and make him a bar chiyuva, because the tzuras hamitzvah mit rabban doesn't have a tzura min haTorah. It just comes under los asur. So in order for this tzura to be a bar chiyuva in that tzura, you have to have something else. You have to be a bar chiyuva in los asur. And in order to be a bar chiyuva in los asur, you have to be like a regular gadol. Yichayim what's mechayim in los asur called tarakula. So they have to mechayev him. You have to make him a din of bar chiyuv and call it harkula. Masha'ina came where you have a tzura sam mitzvah mitaraisa, and he's not a bar chiyuva. So they say these tzura sam mitzvahs mitaraisa, in which he's not a bar chiyuva, we give him a shame bar chiyuva. That's a totally different takana. So they didn't want to make the gavra of a katan like the gavra of a gadol. Point it the other way, you're going to have to say midrabbanan is a bar chiyuva midaraisa. So therefore it comes under los asur, and therefore all the particular tzuras and mitzvahs that are drabbanans, he's going to be considered a bar chiyuva vis-a-vis them. So that they didn't want to say that midrabbanan is a bar chiyuva midaraisa. Here they're not saying midrabbanan is a bar chiyuva midaraisa. Here they're just saying that he's a bar chiyuva midrabbanan. According to the Chacham, that when you have trade bond, came must chadar bond, so it has din of chinuch. Because they can't get him chayiv in that tzura sa mitzvah, so he just does it machmas chinuch. Because in order to get him into the tzura sa mitzvah, you're gonna have to say he's chayiv in los asur, because los asur is what gives form, validates the form of the mitzvah of rabbanan. How did he get to do that? You have to make him into a different kind of a gavra. Yeah. The Chachamim hold that intuitively it's a cumbersome formulation to say that a katan who's putter from everything is considered like a gavra midrabbanan, is considered like a chayiv midaraisa. That's a cumbersome formulation. That's what they didn't like. It's an intuitive thing, and intuitively they said, "Be the hell different." The other course, it solves all the problems across the board. You don't have inconsistencies. That he's chayav in one thing, not chayav in something else. So Taisa and Megillah asked the question by Suma. How could the Rav Sheshis be motzi others? Because he held he's only chayav min rabbanan because he's a Suma. And how could he be motzi others? Because he held that a god b'zmanazez rabbanon, because matzah b'zmanazez rabbanon. But that would be trade rabbanon, because first of all, he's a suma, and then you're telling me that he has a din that he's chayiv matzah mit rabbanon, and a god mit rabbanon. So Taisvah's answers that via Shloma, Taisvah says that the suma odif mekutin, sharein is chayiv kvar mit araisim, ashen came b'kutin. It was a schayiv midaraisa. So what does he mean? He means over there it was easy to make the formulation, because all they said was that he doesn't lose his original status. So it's pretty much in line with our thinking. This is where the Ramban brings many rayas, that you have an abaya in one place and then you have a tshuva in another place. So he classes it all under divitarnim the makama mashir makamachad. That's not really the plain pshat. Plain pshat is anim makamachad means that they're not expressed well in one place. They're very terse, very brief. And you look in another place, you really see what it means. But Ramban is saying that in a different sense, that the divitar don't come to a conclusion in one place. In that sense, they're anim, and in another place, they come to a conclusion. So he wants to show many cases to show that that's part of the general principle of Divitar Aniyim and Ashiram. If this would have shown one of the case, it wouldn't be a klal. Then you have to figure out why in these two cases is it that way. So he wants to show that comes under the general klal of Divrei Tanaim Makom Achad and Lashir Makom Achad. Okay. That it means like this. I think it has something like this. The Rambam at the beginning of the Gemara. That a philosopher uses an expression or an idea in one place, but he's basing it on the knowledge which was expressed more clearly in another place, but over here he's just using it as a point of reference. So from here you can't pick it up, because he's assuming you understand the full expression which was given somewhere else. So maybe that's what Chazal mean. That Hashir Makom Echad Anim Makom Echad, because Hashir Makom Echad, because it depends why it's brought in. It could be brought in as a riot or something else, and it's not going to be, there will be a Anim over there. So you have to go over there expecting you to understand the ideas behind it. So you have to go to the original source to find out where they're Hashira. But this Ramban over here is not going to work out that way. Right? Yeah, what's the idea over here? Anim Makom Echad Hashir Makom Echad. Oh, I don't know if it was taping.
No, it was taping.
Yeah, but I had it like this.
It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do you say? Maybe it means that when they're concentrating on an abaya, so the concentration is on the ideas of the abaya. At that point, they're not ready to resolve it. But it's resolved somewhere else at a later point. In other words, they were interested in working out an abaya. So an abaya is two sides, two ideas. So they were involved in the ideas, and they weren't in the frame of mind to draw conclusions at that point. Then later, in another place, once they absorbed the ideas, they were mentally in a position to resolve it. So Divrei Torah goes by the way a person thinks. So you can't mix up, they weren't just interested in solving things. It's Divrei Torah has depth. So if they're involved in the thoughts of the abaya, they're not involved in the process of determining which side is right, necessarily.
So anim in Ashir is just referring to which side is right, but we don't care.
No, anim. So that's what it means. Anim. Anim means in the sense of conclusion, it's anim. But the reason is because that's the derech of thinking of Chazal.
All right,
so we're doing the sugya on the Mem Tesson Beis, the one the Ramban quotes, because he said the Ramban really is very difficult. How can we be chalt with what the Rafa means of Kezayis, Achilas, Kezayis, and Machayev? I mean, it's just not Nastavar. And then also Rebuta, that it's Kebetza. Kebetza has Sphia. What do you mean has Sphia? I mean, it's not real Sphia. It's very very difficult. The Ramban Paskins that way, though, that Kezayis is the Raisa. It's interesting, huh? I don't think most people think of it that way. But Yidu Kezayis, really Chayim and Reiser. Yeah. Who holds that way? He holds that way, and the Ravid holds that way. And he bases it on this Gemara, because the Gemara dashes Pesukim. Taisha says it's, Smach Tabalma. More Mestava like Taisha. But let's try to understand the Ramban. Because v'chalt v'svot v'rachta mim pshuto shemukra means it's achilu sheish bo sviyo v'rachta shod Hashem o ikacha. So the machayev is a state of eating which brings with it the characteristics of sviyo, where the person is really sviyo. That's when he's in a position of v'rachta shod Hashem o ikacha. But to say kezayis machayev and b'rachas mazma d'arais was very not ol ol adas. But anyways, let's take the Gemara. Well, so apparently the halacha is it's a covered tzakim in the cover of the kachim to be sorer for sub mekoma. So if it's a chefza davar chasher, so there's a kiyum. It's not davar chasher, it's not kiyum. And how far do you have to go back? And by chametz, it's a matter of being able to do both, to destroy the chametz, chametz ban, and also be mekayim the mitzvah. It's mitzvah pesach. But over here, it's a matter of encouragement. It's a matter of leaving Yerushalayim. Once you left Yerushalayim, you're not mochayev to go back anymore. What's called leaving? You left the place where you can't see the mikdash anymore. Okay.
And by Pesach, also it's
Machlefes Hashita. Okay.
Don't say which one.
Right. So once he left Yerushalayim, Rashi says himself, and they weren't matriachim to go back. It's a matter of ticha, but once he left. Okay, so the Ramban says, you see the dashim psukim, so it must be midoraisim. Right? Okay, so machlokes is whether it means achilo achilo shisuya, then achilo bekezayas, or whether it means what? Achilo shesh basuya. With the Rambam, you need both components. So you need achila and kezayas as achila, and then you need shisuya because shisuya is complementary to achila. It's a component of achila. You see, for instance, we say that how long could you bench after you stop eating? So, so if you're still thirsty, so from that achila, so then you still can bench. Still, one man that way. If you're still thirsty, so you see that drinking is really an inherent component of achila, complements achila. So it may hold. You need both qualities. You need a full achila. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold?
It means what is going on the eating experience.
What's going on in the eating experience, right.
And it means any kind of shiva, it doesn't matter what.
Doesn't matter what, right.
And is that to be rabbis or not?
That's the whole question. You're having a shem achila, and the shem achila requires also shia to complement the shem achila. Okay? So, it's part of the process. It's the full process. And Rav Meir maintains that what v'achalta v'savata means achila sheyesh basviya, which is the shear of kibetza. That's also hard to understand because kibetza is not really sviya. Yeah. I mean, as a matter of fact, how do we paskin with regard to pasul b'kis? Then kibetza is not enough. How many do you need? Three, four, right? Punch. So it's not really a chilush yesh basviya inherently. And also, why mayim is sviya is really why shi is sviya is also a little
weird.
Yeah, it's a twist. See, the pasuk is. Pasuk says, "Kir Hashem lekecha mevicha." It's an Akev. Akev ches pasuk zayin. Kir Hashem lekecha mevicha laretz tova. Eretz nachli moyim ayanos ushama siotzim babikov ahar. Eretz chitos aor vegefen usain of rimon eretz eis shemen advash. Eretz ashalov miskenus tachol balachem losech sarkoba. Eretz asher avanel varzel umeharat tachsov nachoshes. Bochalta v'savato v'erachtos at Hashem lekecha alaretz atova shenosamach. Okay. So I think what the way the Ramban is learning is like this, and it's in line with the Ramban Lachomish also, because he says that the plain pshat is not talking about Birchas Hamazon, but Chazal darshan in terms of Birchas Hamazon. But what it means is like this: if you just look at the psukim are just saying that the land is so great in many respects. Eretz Nachlei Moyen, Mayonos Hashamos Yitzum Big Raha, Eretz Chitu Saora, Eretz Hashalob Miskenes Tocha Bolechem, Losech Sokoba, Eretz Shevana Barzel, Merat Tachzav Nochoshes, then the Echalta Vesavata Verechta Sed Hashem Lekecha Lestav Shesamlach. So they hold like this, that really you chayev in the bracha as soon as you come to Eretz Shalom, you always chayev in the bracha. The only thing is that what makes the bracha possible is the v'yachalta v'savata. So you need a shem achila in order to be mahava the bracha, in order to produce the bracha. So v'yachalta v'savata doesn't mean you're being mevarech on the achila and the sviya. You're being mevarech on Eretz Yisrael. But the only thing is that you can't create a bracha on Eretz Yisrael unless you have the v'yachalta v'savata. Do you follow what I mean? In other words, the v'yachalta v'savata creates, produces. If you don't partake of it, you have no sheiches to the bracha. So you're supposed to be mevarech now on Eretz Yisrael, but you can't just walk around being mevarech now, so you have no sheiches to Eretz Yisrael. So what relates you to the phenomenon of Eretz Yisrael and to the bracha in order to enable you to be a mevarech is a maisa achila. So what is a maisa achila? Kezayas. Kezayas is enough. So why does he say the savata is drinking? Because apparently he held that in order to be Mishabeach, you have to be, you have to partake of both. In other words, Aloch and Shevach. That the Mechayev, that once you, in order to be able to because Eretz Asher Lo Sechzer Kolba, so the drinking is a component that is complementary to the eating, so there can't be, you can't be missing anything. So if you're thirsty, so then you're not a bar hachi of being a mevarech. But really, the chi of Birchas HaMazon is all the time and everyone. The only thing is that you can't produce it unless you're related to the Aretz. What relates you to the Aretz? B'achalta v'savata. That's the plain mashmoyes of the psukim, actually.
You see?
The Shevach is on Eretz Yisrael. On Eretz Yisrael. On everything about Eretz Yisrael.
The bracha is the reverse, though, because all Eretz Yisrael goes on is the second bracha. It's not as the whole one, the first bracha.
Good question. No, so that's why I'm explaining why it's not so strange that there's no real sviya. Mm-hmm. Because the machlekes rishonim is on what are you mevarach on? I'm mevarach on this fact that you are a nene, and hanos meyov is the machayev. So then it's only v'savot the real sviya. Or really, you're always chayev in the bracha. You're always chayev in the bracha. Once we enter there, it's a solely chayev in the bracha. The only thing is that you can't do it, because that's what the pasuk says: "V'achalta v'savata v'arachta sar Hashem alakecha." That a tenai in being a mevarech is that you must have a shem achila and a shem sphia. So the question is, where do you get the shem achila and where do you get the shem sphia? So Rav Meir maintains you get the shem achila from achilas kezayis and the shem sphia from the fact that you satisfied yourself completely with the act of eating, because you took in also that which is complementary to it. And Rav Yehuda maintains no, that since kebetza can enter the realm of sphia, so you have the shem sphia in the kebetza. So once you have the Shem Sviya, now you're chayav on Birkas HaMazon. So your title land. So it's Birkas HaMazon. That's the, so it's kind of like the Machlokes is really like two different Birkas HaMazons.
I mean,
the
way Chazal formulated, Barakta as a Shem Olkacha al Oretz HaTova.
Right. The way the Pasuk is, the Pesukim are more mashma like Ramban. Plain Pesukim. No, he's saying, well, it says, that was the Torah says that in order to produce a chefta shel birchas hamazon, you need v'chalta v'savata. So the question is, what is the v'savata? So Reb Meir learns it means you're not missing anything in the achila. You're not walking away in a state of thirst. So that's why he says v'savata means that you're happy. So therefore he holds it shia. And but that's a meh. But Rabbi Yehuda maintains, as long as you have the Shem Sviya, then you're chayev. So kibetza, it's true, this gavra may not be a soveya, but in a kibetza there's the possibility of Sviya. So the Shem Sviya is there. So once you have the Shem Sviya, so now you're chayev in Birchas HaMazon. That's the way they learn. But they learn the machayev is a totally different machayev. In other words, it's not a machayev on hanos meyov. If you learn v'chalto savata v'rachto Hashem l'kechos v'shanos l'och, is the machayev is hanos meyov, so then of course it doesn't make any sense kezayis. Doesn't make any sense kebetza. But according to them, the machayev is an intrinsic machayev on every Yisrael. The moment they enter Eretz Yisrael, the chayev in Birchas HaMazon. So midoraisa. And the only thing is that you can't be mahava at Birchas HaMazon. You can't produce one unless you have the tenoyim of achalta v'savata. So the moment you have achalta v'savata, now you're chayav in shevach. Shevach l'makom. In other words, in order for the gavra to be mevarech, he has to partake of the shem achila and sphia. So the only question is how the shem achila and sphia works itself out. But he's chayav in shevach intrinsically. That's a tova. Just like the pasuk says. Ki Hashem ulkechem v'yichal aretz tova. So he's chayev intrinsically. The only thing is that in order to produce the chefza, he has to be qualified by the shame v'achalta v'savata. So the shame is kezayis or kebetza. It's a different concept than Birchas HaMazon.
Yeah,
fits in very well with the psukim. Right. That's right. Right. It's pretty clear. Right.
exact
same.
No.
They see the prototype is Eretz Yisrael. Without Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't have Berachas Mazon. See, the Gemara says, in Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, that Ein Chosmim Mishnayim. But Tanya, Rabbi Yom Ein Chosmim Mishnayim, Gufo. Rabbi Yom Ein Chosmim Mishnayim, Eisei Levi Rabbi Alaretz Vala Mazon. So he's saying the two things, which is much like the reference from Ramban over here. They should vi Alaretz. Okay? Shetisbal v'chol shetisbal asova v'alor shenasnalach. It's mashmah these two things. So he says, Rabbi Omer. I'm sorry. So he says, ala oretz v'ala mazon, eretz the mafka mazon, eretz the mafka mazon. So I said, what does it mean eretz the mafka mazon? It's not just an answer. It means that when you mishabech a kodesh baruch hu, so you have to mishabech him on the ma'aseh bereishis of the mazon. So that's why you say ala oretz v'ala mazon. Because Allah Oretz is through the Oretz, through the Maisa Bereshis of the Oretz, it was Mafka Mazon. So the Bracha is on the Maisa Bereshis. Okay? On the Chachmas Bereshis. So therefore, you see that the Birchas HaMazon relates back to Maisa Bereshis. And that's why when you eat, so you chayev in Berachas HaMazon, because it's the whole sustenance is based on the Maisa Bereishis of how Mazon comes into existence. So in the Maisa Bereishis was already included Eretz Yisrael. Okay, is that the first Rashi in the Bereishis that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Olam and he has a right to designate Eretz Yisrael for Klal Yisrael. So it's a component of the Maisa Bereishis that he created the land for man to have mazon, and since he created the land, he had a right to give that land to Klal Yisrael. It's part of the plan of Maisa Bereishis. See, Allah Sova Val Orat Shenosan Lach Shian Chileo Lachol Olamim B'Tispa Mituva. B'Tispa Mituva. So it means that it's part of the plan of Bereshis, that the person should have food, so the food is, so the earth produces the food. And for Klal Yisrael, it's in specific. Which food should he have? The food that comes from Eretz Yisrael, from the specific land of Eretz Yisrael. So that was also pre-planned in Maisa Bereishis. So it's just a completion of the same idea that the Birchas HaMazon is really a Maisa Bereishis, but the Maisa Bereishis is that for the whole world he created the Oretz, that it should be, he gave it the power to be Muslim, and for the Jew it's specific, was a specific isolation, that the specific land, the Eretz Yisrael, is the land that should be mostly Muslim for him. So therefore, the two are related.
Now we get to the original question.
The question is why does the pasuk bring it into Eretz Yisrael? Why does the pasuk mention it over here? That's the question. Right. So the answer is because this is really the full expression of the Chesed Hashem for Klal Yisrael, that this specific land, in other words, there's the generic Maisa Bereishis, that the land is Motzi Mazon, and then there's the specific vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, that they should be able to be Soveya from the Oretz Atova. So the specific is in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why the Pasuk mentions the mitzvah over here. Even though the mitzvah really is going on the general Maisa Bereishis. But the Maisa Bereishis that was planned for the general is not the same that was planned for the Jew. The Jew was a specific. So that's why the bracha over here is Bishlemusa, is really is over here. Because it expresses the fact that the that it was the Ashkacha, that the land should belong to Klal Yisrael, and they should then be Motzi Mazon over there, in specific. So that's why the Pasuk mentions the Bracha over here. That's what I think Ramban is saying. Even though it's not Tliya Baretz, because that's his conclusion. But the Pasuk expresses it over here. Because over here it finds its full fulfillment. That's correct. The second bracha brings out that whole idea. That's right. It's good.
Are these
in other words, there's a Maisa Bereishis for everyone, but there's a specific tzura of that Maisa Bereishis for the Yisrael. And that's an Eretz Yisrael. Okay? It's very good. I mean, the question is, how come Ashwari Misakin and Bishar Shoyd Laman, but you're not Chayav Aman? You're only Chayav on Chamesh Yosemino. But the answer is, because if it's Maisa Bereishis, so this is the most unique Maisa Bereishis. So it's Kal V'chomer, you're Chayav on that.
Do you see the
Maisa Bereishis as it's? As Maisa Bereishis, yeah, right. Okay, very good.